Now, Greg, you have some interesting career plans. Tell us about your career plans.
Yeah, I'd like to be either a stand-up comedian or a baseball manager.
Stand-up comedian or a baseball manager. Oh, wait, come on up here. Yeah, they just don't want you to talk into the microphone quite that closely. It's on and it's working fine. You're okay. So you want to be a stand-up comedian. Tell me, what kind of jokes do you do?
Well, I make phony phone calls to 1-800 numbers. I make fake surveys and go to random people who I don't know. And I tell knock-knock jokes.
You tell knock-knock jokes. You can tell he's a comedian by the way he's working that microphone, you guys. Yeah, you can just stand right up there, Greg. It's cool. Just stand right there. That's cool the way it is.
You fucking asshole.
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
We are live.
Everybody, what's going on in there? Heard a lot of bullshit talk. I know that much.
This isn't bullshit, my friend.
Do you know something?
Don't listen to me.
What do you know?
Maybe I do, maybe I don't. What I say is they got no business negotiating. I'm going to be going back in there with a bullet for everybody in the yard.
Oh, is that right?
We do it now, we do it later. Later ain't gonna be no use. Am I right, Al?
Now, wait a minute, Frank. You got a lot of angry guys in there. Black Muslims, Hindus, young lords. Besides you, average antisocial.
So we gotta go in, right? Clean their clocks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, it's
time! What the fuck do you want, motherfucker?
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
All right, and we will do that. Thank you, everybody. This is Madhouse Radio for October the 19th of 2014. I am here with Milkman. Milkman, report.
Ah, howdy, fat. Fingers, man, get that special dialing wand ready, my friend, because we got plenty to do tonight.
My special dialing wand is my dick,
my friend.
My special dialing wand is my dick because it's thinner than my fingers. Yeah, that's why.
That does not work. Penis.
I got a pencil dick, like what's her face said about me. She called me a what did she say to me? She called me a peckerwood.
Poppy loppy.
Give my pussy.
That lady. What was her name again? Debbie Mansfield, right? Deborah Mansfield, right?
Yeah, Deborah Mansfield. Poppy loppy.
All right. We are doing prank calls tonight. If you aren't in the chat room, get to the chat room now. That's over at prankcallnation.com/chat. I don't know. Enigma was supposed to implement where anybody could go in there and view the chat, but you do have to register in order to speak. I don't know if that was fixed yet or not. If not, then you might have to register first. Then just ask for help in the Mixler chat, if that's where you're probably listening at. Ask for help there, and I'm sure someone's monitoring and will help you out as much as possible. However, if you are in the chat room and I trust you, you can send me a request, and I will do my best to do it. I know Dwight asked me earlier in the day if I was going to need numbers, and he said that he would get them. Isn't that great, Milkman? Numbers, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Let it roll, baby. Confirm numbers.
Okay, well, in the meantime, I'll just start throwing darts at the Google map, and we'll see what lands. Here is an In-N-Out Burger. You ever been to one of those? That's a West Coast thing, I think.
Oh, dude, man. You guys don't have them back there?
Nope.
It is really terrific.
We don't.
Make the fries right there in front of you. They cut the potatoes in this like machine and then do the fries right up. And you know, they got like fresh ground burgers every day. You can watch the whole process, man.
So it's fast, like it's like Five Guys then, right? Same concept. Fast casual, fast fat casual burger and fry place where they make the fries right there. Yeah.
That one I've never heard about. It must be something south. I don't know. Is that Pennsylvania?
Fast casual is when you go.
Thank you for calling In-N-Out Burger. My name is Kaylee.
Do you know what fast casual is?
I'm so sorry. What are you asking me?
Do you know what fast casual is? Fast casual dining. Do you know what that is?
No, sir. I'm sorry.
I'm a sommelier, okay? Fast casual is, it's fast food, but it's in a casual environment where you bust your own table and you sit yourself down. It's not fast food, you know?
Okay.
Like a Chipotle or something like that, you know? Subway wouldn't be fast casual, but be right up right there, because Subway's pretty much all over the place. So there, I don't think you would consider. I guess you would consider Subway fast casual. What would you consider it?
You know, sir, I'm sorry. Was there anything maybe about In-N-Out Burger I could try to help out with?
Yeah. I need to order one potatoes.
Okay, I'm really sorry. The only way to make an order is in person. Dollar potato. 75, I have your phone number.
I speak louder.
Sir, I have your phone number.
I speak louder. I always speak louder than you.
Sir, I have your phone number.
I always speak louder than you. Yeah!
See? Don't test me. I have superior phone powers. I'm Carlito. I am the great Carlito. I was trained by the great KDK before me. And you will fall before me. I am the great Carlito. Is this understood? Answer!
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 There she goes. All right. That was weird.
Where'd that come from? You make that up?
What, fast casual?
Yeah.
No, that's a real term, dude. Fast casual's a real term. Don't ask me why I know that. Yeah. I said I'm a sommelier. Is that how you pronounce that? You know what a sommelier is? We'd have to ask... that French guy, Trainwreck, Frenchie.
I don't know what you're looking at. I put it in the chat. I can look at it, but I don't know. If it's French, I can help. Yeah.
I don't even know how to spell it. Sommelier. Sommelier, I think, right? Sommelier. So I said it right.
Sommelier. Sommelier.
Yeah, I think I said it right.
E-L. You said E-L, right?
Yep.
Yeah, sommelier.
I'll be damned, motherfucker. Yeah. Look at that.
That's a verb.
Yeah. A little bit of train wreck rubbing off on me. Because he calls me so goddamn much, motherfucker. Stop it.
He's funny, man. I like that guy, man. He's a pretty big up guy.
All right, look. Let's continue. Fast casual, milkman. You need to educate yourself on this. Let me look this up, because I need to know now. Is Subway fast casual? Let's ask that. Let's ask Google that. Is Subway fast casual? Is Subway fast casual? And it gives me a wiki entry for fast food restaurant. I guess not, then. Yeah. Have you ever been to Chipotle or something like that?
No.
I don't know how you... split it up. Food trucks. No, that's not it. Fast food restaurant. Fuck, come on, man.
Well, you're only saying the only difference is you bust your own table?
Yeah, we have to do that at fast food places, though. A fast casual...
Walk your shit down if you want, man.
But yeah, that's a dick move.
Somebody will come out and bust the dining room eventually.
Shut up. Listen, there's no drive-through at a fast casual. All right, that's one thing I know. All right, here we go. Stop the music, milkman. Remotely on Amazon MP3 player for Android, the sponsor of the first hour of the show here. Thank you. A fast casual restaurant is a type of restaurant that does not offer full table service, but promises a higher quality of food with fewer frozen or processed ingredients. Well, there goes Subway. Than a fast food restaurant. It is a relatively new and growing concept positioned between fast food and casual dining. The typical cost per meal is in the $8 to $15 range. The category is exemplified by Chipotle Mexican Grill, Culver's, Zaxby's, and Panera. Does that help you out at all?
Mm-mm, I don't eat any of
yours.
You don't.
I'm sorry, dude. There's trendy places. I just don't go in. There's always a big ass line or something, you know. And you go through the line, and it's not really happening. I mean, it's like okay, but you know.
You ever been to Falafel King? Falafel World? What's the falafel? There's a falafel one.
No.
There used to be an Italian one, Fazoli's, and they had to contract because they spread so quickly and they sucked. And then now they're actually doing better. Fazoli's, that is fast casual Italian food.
I see so much of that shit out here, dude. And anyone I ever bothered to try was kind of like, I was not impressed with the long wait.
Fazoli's? Fazoli's?
I could be wrong. There's probably something good that I've missed. So I'm going to need expert guidance.
To me, Fazoli's always smelled like fucking ass. Like everyone, you go in and smell like ass. Oh, ugh.
Hey.
And the sandwiches had this ass taste to them that tasted just like the place. It was, it just tasted of like if someone kept stretching out a sauce over months and months.
8 p.m. Pass the mouth. I guess that's what we
do. Hey, shut up.
Hello?
Yeah, shut up, motherfucker. Hang the phone up, motherfucker.
Yeah.
No, she did.
All right. She did hang up. Oh my gosh. Hang the phone up, motherfucker.
The guys have been doing that one for the last few days now. I think Brad started that. Hang the phone up, motherfucker. Because some people get into arguments like really quick.
It's a trip.
Thank you for calling Time Express. This is Trish speaking. How about you?
Yeah, I want to make an order there, a little Chinese girl. Mama-san. I want to make an order there, Mama-san.
Okay, so what would you like?
One rice, one soy sauce, one duck sauce.
I have it.
One shrimp sauce.
So you want the white rice, steam white rice?
One duck sauce, one red sauce, one black sauce, one shrimp sauce, one fish oil.
I'm sorry, we don't have that sauce.
Red sauce.
So what's the order you want it?
One rice with heat.
Okay, white rice and what's the
no,
order?
Not white, with heat. Heat rice. Heat rice. Hot rice.
Fried rice.
Hot.
I'm sorry, we don't have that item, okay?
You don't have hot rice?
We have fried rice and chow mein.
Stupid.
Or steamed rice.
Motherfucker.
Are you okay?
I'm angry at someone else, not you, motherfucker. I ain't talking about you, bitch. I'm not talking about you. All right, so one fried rice. Hello? Hello? Oh. Oh. Oh.
There she go.
She's gone. She's gone, milkman. She's gone.
That was funny, man. She didn't last too long, man. Are you all right? I like that. Are you all right?
Yeah, milkman, you asshole. All right.
Oh.
It's my water. Just a second, please.
Yes. Full of ice. And then I got a huge ice bonker right here, dude.
Don't do drugs.
What should I go with? Blue jeans?
Don't do drugs on the air.
Oh, I would never do drugs, dude. Fuck that. I'd never do drugs. But which medication should I select? Who would you recommend? Dynamo G or Blue Jeans?
I don't know, man. I'm in Oakland. Where are you at? Are you in Oakland right now?
Dude, man, I'm fucking, yeah, man. I'm just chilling over by International Boulevard. My International Boulevard. Where are you at, man?
Hey, can you go into a store or a restaurant and I prank them and you just let us know what they do? Tell me something close. And I'll mute you off the air so no one hears you. You can tell me.
Oh, man. We're going to have to arrange this then. You know,
yeah,
that,
now.
Aren't
you in a taxi?
No, hold on here, man. Good. Yeah, if you want to mute it off the air for a second.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Let me play some. Hello? Milkman.
Yeah.
I took a hit. We took a hit over here.
Okay, that's what I'm setting up one now. That's it. Okay, I'm caught one with food.
Milk, everybody, we're back on the air. Milkman has no pants on. And he doesn't want to get up and put on pants because he's a lazy ass. So we'll have to do it next time.
I'm not wearing no pants.
He's got his pecker hanging out, listening to the show probably, for all we know.
Dude, man, this show is hot, dude. What do you expect? I'm just waiting for Morgan. Let's put her on, dude.
No. Jesus Christ. Swift transportation? No. No, I had a Walmart here in my scope and I lost it. Fuck!
Thank you for calling Walmart.
The Walmart. Or just Walmarts. I was like, where? Walmarts. Like, ah, yeah. I just wanted to hear him say it again. Oh, man. That reminds me of another story. Remind me to say the other story. Don't forget. Because I hear on podcasts that I release, I tell people, hey, remind me after this call, and they never do, and I never say this shit.
I know, we get fucking laughing. You can forget.
No answer.
And you move right on to something else.
Well, these motherfuckers closed. Jesus.
All right. Now, what's the other thing now?
I used to rent movies at a grocery store. I worked at the front department, the lobby department, and I was in charge of the video rentals that would go on there. There were VHS rentals. And this one cat, he came in several times. He was like this black African kind of guy, and he'd kind of talk like this. He'd talk like this, right? And he would ask. This one time he came in on a Sunday when I was working alone late, and he said, "Do you have Space Jam?" And I was like, "Oh shit!" It was so funny to me. And I said, "Which one again? Space Jam?" I'm like, "Okay, let me check. And I said, like, "Space Jam, right? You're a Space Jam." And like, and it would always be in, and I would always say no, because I just loved hear. I just loved. He did it like three times, but I just loved hearing him say Space Jam like that. So I tell him no on purpose and keep coming in, but then he stopped coming in. Either stop coming in or I stop working Sunday, something like that.
Too bad we didn't have like portable recorders back then, so were, you know, like MP3. You know, back then you had that tape or something, you know.
Space Jam.
Space Jam.
Shit. All right. Yeah, is this the Walmarts?
This is the Walmarts.
Yeah, I need to be transferred to the Coinstar.
What?
The Coinstar.
The Coinstar machine?
Yeah, I need to talk to the Coinstar machine because I think it has my wedding ring was in the change and I think it ate it. So I need to talk to the Coinstar, please. Can you transfer me?
The Coinstar is just a machine that we carry in our store. We don't have.
Yeah, you can put me through.
But Coinstar's not going to answer the phone.
Yeah, I know Coinstar's not Walmart, but if you put me through, I maybe can. Can someone put Coinstar on the line or talk to Coinstar and ask it?
No, we don't deal with the Coinstar. You have to call the company up.
All right, so I want to talk to the Coinstar then. Put the phone up to the Coinstar. Say, hey, Coinstar. You can feed it some quarters, right? Let's see if she picks up. I want to say you can feed it some quarters. Oh, shit. Feed it some quarters and pet it.
Fidget guy inside there, you know, counting the quarters real quick. You know, that's why he said that.
It loves quarters. Its favorite treats are silver dollars.
Little midget guy.
City Walmart, I'm gonna help you.
Yeah, you can feed it quarters to get it to be to let you know. Its favorite snack is I couldn't say this favorite snack.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
At this point, the man holding the Bible announces your mate for life. Sign my check, peace to the bridal. Because it's one girl's marriage, one girl's carriage, one with the lucky fingers grabbing. She attracted the magnet. She might have cracked the safe, seen the cabbage. Now's one love in the tablet.
Ebola, la la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
She ain't gonna pick up that.
Ebola, la la la.
La 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 la. Ebola, la la la.
La la la, la la la.
Coming for you, Ebola motherfuckers. Yeah, get some.
Ebola, la la la, la la la, la la la.
Can you be quiet?
I thought that was a catchy tune, man.
Shut up. California State University closed. Park doesn't have a number. Let's see. Has anyone else sent me numbers? I see no flashing. Long tongues and wet kisses, sex positions, Baja Vista, Siesta Key, Florida, visit you exquisite young. All right, Nigga confirms that people should be able to come in as they wish into the chat room, but they must be registered in order to participate by sending. But you can, the chat is view only until you register, basically. So,
the mouth chat. Yeah,
and if you need help registering, go to the help channel, pound help. You can do /join/pound help to go in there. And from there, someone will walk you through getting registered. Sorry.
What's the 98.6 mouth chat?
We have haters, you know.
Is that the mouth chat?
Yes, that's the mouth chat. Yes, very good.
Okay, 98.6. The mouth, that's right.
All right, this is Tesla Factory, but I don't see a number, unfortunately. That'd be cool to call Tesla. I presume they're a 24-hour operation, making them electric car machines. Nah. Hey, wait a minute. Wasn't there going to be last week an announcement from Tesla, something called the D? What was that? I got Tesla announcement, the D. Did it happen? The Model D is Tesla's most powerful car ever, apparently. The P85D will have two motors and all-wheel drive. It will match the 3.2-second 0-60 mph time of the McLaren F1, one of the fastest cars ever made, and it will be even more efficient than the current already terrific Model S Tesla.
3.25.
It's as fast as a fucking McLaren F1, dude. Now that is fucking awesome, dude. That is fucking tight.
A fucking race car from hell, dude. Electric race car. Who ever thought of a fucking Hot Wheel, man, you know, a Sizzler would ever go that fast, and you could ride in a Sizzler. You remember Sizzlers?
My question is the range. What's the range on it? It will be able to
do
drive.
You remember those Hot Wheel Sizzlers when we were kids? Did you ever have those?
Which one? Hot Wheel Sizzlers? No. Yeah.
They were the Hot Wheel, but then you could charge them up electrically with a battery. They had a little battery, and it'd fucking drive around.
Oh, yeah?
They're the same scale, yeah.
All right.
They were called Sizzlers.
Okay.
They fucking were cool, man. You could recharge them all the time, right? Like, way back, man. It's like 70s. But, like, so now you can actually drive inside of one. I mean, that's what's so fucking hilarious. I mean, my mind is like, whoa.
They shrink you down like that movie where they put the guy inside the guy got injected inside his wife.
Yeah, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, right?
Not that one. No, it was a different one where the guy got shrunk and he ended up injected into his wife, or some scientist injected him.
Are you talking like Fantastic Voyage? Was that the one you're talking about?
This was loosely based on Fantastic Voyage, but it wasn't. Okay. It was in the 80s. I want to say 87, 88, maybe this movie came out. Was that movie? Chat room, do you know? Chat room up!
There you go. Get your gold star now. You got to report to the chat room and you got to register if you want to attempt to get into the gold star contest. What is that, Richmond?
Fremont.
Oh, I know where that's at.
Thank you for calling 99 Ranch Market. 如果您需要中文服务,请按2.
If you
know the extension number, press anytime. For business hours and direction, please press 1. To place a bakery order, please press 2. To place a hot daily order, please press 3. Or remain on the line.
3 will put you back in the kitchen, man. You can place an order.
Check the number and try again.
I thought it was 2.
If you know the extension number, press...
Nope.
Hey,
boy, how you doing?
Hello?
How you doing, Charlie? Hey, boy. What's going on? I need to make an order.
Order for what?
For food, motherfucker. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, for food, motherfucker. Food, motherfucker.
Okay, I'm looking up the one close to here, dude. Okay. Here's the way it's laid out, dude. It's like a gigantic market. And it got like little departments.
Is it Asian? Like is it Asian?
Oh, real Chinese. I shop there all the time.
If you know the extension one. Number, press any time. For
number.
Business hours and direction, please press 1. To place a bakery order, please press 2. To place a hot daily order, please press 3. Or remain on the line for customer service.
No one pick up now that I said bad word. Hello, this is Asian Market.
Yes, this is a Range 99.
Yeah, make foo.
What?
You have make foo. You know make foo, make foo.
Make foo.
Make foo.
I don't know what is it.
Pape people.
Huh?
Papipi road. Papepi. Papep. It's pap.
Huh? I'm sorry. I don't understand you.
Pape people. Do you have puppy people?
Sorry, I don't understand you.
Do you have ginger? Sorry! Where'd Milkman go? Milkman! Did we lose you? I think we did lose you. Oh, Milkman, he dropped like a rock in hell. Now Milkman's doing the thing where he keeps calling and I keep trying to call him.
He's not working.
He's probably got his phone on his forehead hitting him.
Why is not working? Why is not working?
Here, let's call a Safeway, see if they're open.
Why is not working?
Hello?
What happened?
I don't know what's wrong with you, dude. I mean, I can call Echo Service, but I can't leave you the answer.
Oh, my God, man.
Did you get the number I sent you?
Nope. I don't got shit.
Your call will automatically transfer to
oh, yeah, I do. What's that? What's that supposed to be?
I told you what it was already.
Can you tell me again?
Press 1.
99 Ranch.
Press 2.
A different one?
Press 3. For our pool department, press 4. All right,
I'll do that next. Thank you.
One moment, please. You have entered an invalid extension.
Fuck you.
Please listen to the options as
the options have always recently changed, bitch.
You have entered an invalid
extension. Oh my God. Bye, Safeway. Shove it up your ass. That's twice now I've tried to call Safeway and it does that. Place is full of shit. All right, Milkman, shut up. This is a different Asian massive market. Right?
Yeah. It's just a different one. It's the same branch.
Thank you for calling the French market. 如果您需要中文服务，请按二. If you know the extension number, please press any time. For business hour and direction, please press 1. To place a bakery order, please press 2. To place a hot deli order, 3.
Please wait a moment.
When she said push hard, she kept Vaseline. Open as she swung back, couldn't help her dress flew back. Man held accountable right for my actions. Right before the wallaby chair was rocking wallows. Drawing cards, sent a rap message through a bottle. Rhymes from Dolomite, few tips from Goins. Birthday, gave her 250-cent coins. Puppy love, gorgeous face, amazed by lip gloss. Cherry scent, when the princess spoke, yo, was bounced off. More like Marilyn Monroe.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello?
What happened? It's not working.
It's not working. Hello?
This is not Berkeley. Only Hot Deli.
Yeah, you Hot Deli. Make order. Make order.
Order?
I make order.
No.
Making order. Open. No, fuck you.
Hello, this is Hot Deli Department.
What she say? She said, oh, fuck. What? You fall.
How can I help you?
No, you fall. You fall. Huh? I want to make order.
You can call him and then...
No, make order now. Department. Now. One fool.
You want order now?
One fool.
You want order the food now, right? We don't have phone order right now.
Motherfucker.
I'm afraid you should come here.
Motherfucker.
We don't have phone order.
Fool.
Yeah, I know you want to order the food, but we have
to
order.
Pape people.
Pardon me?
Pape people. Aculo, pape people, aculo. Hey, huh? Huh?
Pardon me? Okay.
Papi?
Wait, hello?
Pape people.
Hello?
The people. Hello?
Did you want to know something? What? I know who those people were, man. I shouldn't have given you the number. I know who they are. I get the food from them.
The one lady was like, oh, fuck.
Really nice, dude.
She goes like, oh, fuck.
Not any English at all. She shakes her head and you kind of like point, you know, and it's like, you know, and she kind of gets it, right? She always does it right? But she cannot, like, speak any English. And the second girl is, like, wearing glasses. She's over on the register right now. They called her over.
Shit. Hey, Dwight's sending in numbers. Let's get to those from the top.
Oh, fuck, man. That's where I get. There's got good food there, dude. Man, oh, shit.
Yeah, man, good food. Very good food.
Grilled pork, man. You know, they slice it right there, man. The honey roasted pork. Have you ever had that? Chinese honey roasted pork?
No, never heard of that. That sounds very good.
Hot on the outside and roasted just golden, and on the inside it's real tender and flavorful, but not juicy, like just nice and, like, you know, not dry, like bony guys. Just perfect. Oh, it's good.
You put mustard on it? Fresh air, fun, here's done. Alphabets, you don't put mustard on it? Mustard on that shit?
When you come out, yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone. When done, hang up or press.
Trying to call a hotel that was sent in by Dwight McClanahan. He's the host of Saturday Night's BTR Tonight. And also Tuesday Night's Mop Writing with Dwight. BTR Tonight and Mop Writing with Dwight. That rhymes. That should be in a promo. Scat man, like bibbidi bop, bibbidi bop,
bibbidi bop tonight, beat y'all night.
We're calling in at the Round Barn. How may I help you?
Hey, fucker, I needed to be transferred to someone who's staying there, please.
Okay, unfortunately, I can't transfer you from this line. I can take the message and try to get it over to them.
Fucking asshole, why not?
Excuse me?
What's wrong with the phone? Why can't you transfer? Why?
This is their answering service. When they're not available, it comes over to us. We are not even in there.
That's nice,
I can take a
honey.
Message for you.
That's
or
nice,
you can
honey.
Try them back tomorrow.
Maybe you're a woman and don't know how to use the phone and you're just making it up. She left. Oh, shit.
Oh, my. We seem to have lost her. Perhaps we should call her right back.
Motherfucker.
She wasn't very challenging.
Ian at the Round Barn.
Yeah, take a message, please.
And your name?
Cross. Don't you yell at me like that.
I'm not yelling, sir, but
bring
I don't appreciate down. Being bring called stupid
yeah.
either.
Yeah.
I don't have to put up with that from anybody. Do you understand that?
Throw some water
I work
in
for
fire,
a living.
Honey.
I work here. I try to be courteous to you, and you're being a real jerk.
Throw some
now,
water.
What is your phone number?
Throw some water in that fire, honey. My number is 492-2014, local area code. Oh.
And who's the message for?
John Jones. That's a real name.
And he's a guest there?
Yes!
All right, we'll get a message over to them. I'm not guaranteeing that he'll get back to
you
tonight, but we'll get a message to
him. You have to write down the message, A. B, don't you sit on this message. For like out of
sir, if you don't stop being such a jerk to me, I'm just going to hang up and not answer your call at all. Do you understand?
That's unprofessional.
Now, you can either be nice and I can be nice back and we can be civil to each other, or I can just hang up.
I'm sorry.
Now, which is it going to be?
I'm sorry. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, let's start over again, okay?
Okay.
I would love to take a message for you.
Okay.
What is the message?
John.
To John.
Yeah, to John. Subject... bad news. And message begins. John, this crazy woman answered the phone when I tried to call the hotel that you're staying at. She was rude, nasty to me. She said racist
words. Sir, I could say the same about you.
She said racist words.
I never said a racist word whatsoever.
Well, write that down in the message. That doesn't have to do with you. This is, you don't exist right now. You're relaying a message for me, please. Thank you. You know how to do your job. I know you do, honey.
Don't call me honey.
Yes, ma'am.
But go ahead.
All right. So where are we? What did you get?
I've got John. This racist woman answered your phone and was very rude to me.
Okay. Her name is... And what's your name?
My name is Grace.
All right. Her name is Grace, and she needs to be written up.
You know what? Forget it. I'm going to call them in the morning and explain to them I got a very nasty message from a gentleman named Hoss.
Jones.
And he was very rude, and
I'm
I don't need to put up with
also,
that because
I'm
we don't need to put up with that.
I'm masturbating. Ho, 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 ho. Don't forget that part, right? Yeah, long man.
Oh, that was a masterfully executed, man. Once again, you took them lemons and you made like something sweet right out of it, brother. That's like you're the master chef.
Grace. I'm Grace. That's a name. I calmed her down, though. That was kind of cool. Usually when I say I'm sorry, usually they always hang up anyway because they get mad that I'm saying I'm sorry like I do. For some reason, they fucking always do that shit.
But she did. She responded, dude. Like, you toy with her all the way. It was beautiful. We executed, dude. That was fun, man.
All right. Here we go.
Space Jam? Someone Space Jam?
Space Jam? It's too bad, like, there's no Blockbuster videos anymore, because I could do that right now. I would. Who am I going to call? I think there's a few. Aren't there a few in Canada and still in some franchises?
I really don't know. Chat room?
Chat room. Do you know of any of the open? I think there's, like, maybe, there's less than 100. I think it's around 30 that are still around. The Wikipedia page talks about it.
Well, how about an open, just about an open video store?
Man, good luck finding anything like that, man.
That's what I'm saying, anything that's open.
I with the killers themselves. How you want it?
Stop that. These are the men who lead the crime families of America.
I'm looking at another 300. We'll close November 2013. It was announced that the remaining ones. Yeah, that's we had. Brad had a really good conference call on his show. They were holding a conference call. I guess like the whoever was going to be liquidating the company was holding a conference call for all the locations. They were doing three in one day. And
wow. The
conference call options were open, like they didn't lock it down. And I know for fact, I think Dialer, Tabachi, Brad, a few of the guys got in on that. And the first call, and like someone said, "Yeah, you should have sold porno or something." Someone cursed, and she goes, "Like, who was that? who was that? What was that? Like, that's, and it's someone else said one or two things, and she figured out to block it up. And the other two calls were always locked down in moderated mode. But at first, oh my God, had enough people done it right and just bombed, it would have been epic. But the people that got there were little.
Exactly. Instead of expose it, just keep on commenting and then not answering and wait a little while.
Yeah, fucking, you need the fucking Timothy McVeigh that shit. Something like that. You gotta go in hard, fast. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, you're guaranteed 3 minutes of laugh. That's all. Yep. You better make them good.
Just saying. That's what your commandante says.
Ah.
The prank call commandante.
On the attack.
The prank call commandante. Yeah, that's right, because I'm the one that's going to take the fall when the shit hits the fan here, probably. In a few weeks.
Oh, oh, oh. You call me Sergeant Town.
Listen, by Rattler. Alright, going to the next one from Dwightish. Alex is staying at a Quality Inn. Little broke there, eh, Alex? Yeah? Little broke?
Have a magical evening.
Quality
Inn, Coliseum.
This is Josh.
How may I
help?
Hey, boy. I need to talk to someone who's staying there, please.
Okay. What's the name?
It's first name Alex. Last name is Dachshund, just like the dog breed. Do you know how to spell that, boy?
Do I know how to what?
Do you know how to spell that, boy?
No, I don't think you got nobody staying here with that name, man.
Can I spell it for you? I'm sure you don't know how to spell dachshund.
I'm pretty sure I do.
How do you spell it? Do you even know what a dachshund is? I'm not transferring you to the room now anyway. Listen, do you even know what a dachshund is? Let me tell you, this ain't no pit bull, all right? It's a dachshund. Okay. It's a white people dog. Okay. Spell it for me.
No, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Come on, do it. Don't make me mad. Oh. Oh shit, he can't spell no dachshund.
You'll know what no dachshund is, man. Wiener dog. Then you got his attention. Dachshund. Datchess hound. Datchess hound.
Yeah, Datchess hound. Do you have that one? Yeah, we've poisoned that well, sir. There
you go. The white people's dog.
All right, coming up.
And German.
Coming up next is Craig. Coming up next is Craig, who is spending the night at a hotel, he says, in Spain. Whoa. Catalonia, Spain. Home of the Catalonian tribe. Yeah.
I was laughing the other day. You remember the time we did that call? It was in L.A., what big-ass hotel, and that the homos having a convention. They said, bring your coxswain asshole.
No. That at all.
Yes, you do, fucker.
Sounds gay, man. I wouldn't do that.
I know, man, but it's funny. Oh.
Sounds
we did the call, dude. We called those guys in LA, man.
Sounds like some Kitty K faggot shit. Hello?
Oh.
Hello? Yeah, hey, buenas noches, stupid motherfucker.
Dígame.
Asshole. I want to be transferred to someone, please.
Yes, what do you want?
I need to speak to the Rumo.
Rumo?
Rumo, El Rumo. El Gesto. Telefono. No, Telefono El Gesto.
What? I don't understand you.
Do you know Telefono Taco to Taco? Taco to Gesto?
This is a Hotel Duran, do you know?
I need to talk to a guest, stupid.
Who is the guest?
Craig.
This is Hotel Duran. I don't know this name.
Zabransky. That was the last name. Apellido, motherfucker, is Zabransky. Zabransky. Seta. A. Bede Burro.
I don't have this name, sir. It's not here in the hotel.
R. A. Como Aculo. N. Como Niño.
It's not here.
S. Como Sexo. K. Como Caca. Y. Como. Good, because I didn't have one for Y.
Culo Sexo.
Oh, fuck. This is an interesting show tonight. I love it.
Hotel Duran, yes?
Yes, oh. Hola.
Hola.
How are you, honey?
Which name do you say?
Do you have girlfriend? Boyfriend, girlfriend?
Hmm?
You have boyfriend, girlfriend?
Boyfriendo?
Hello?
Which name do you want?
I want, it's Zabransky. I'm sorry, I'm drinking. Zabransky. Speak up, motherfucker. Speak up. I can't hear you, fucking shit.
You can't hear me?
Now I hear you, stupid. Why do you have the phone on your culo?
Huh?
You have the phone in your culo?
El culo de tu madre, no?
No, chinga tu madre.
¿Hm?
El teléfono...
¿Estás borracho? ¿Estás borracho?
En la concha de tu madre.
¿Por qué estás borracho, tío, no?
Sí.
Para pasar tiempo.
Borracho de la concha de tu madre. Yeah? You know what that means? You know what concha is? Concha means it's a conch shell, but it means the pussy, you know? And I said, I'm drunk from your mother's pussy. That's what I said, motherfucker. I spit on you. Huh. They spit on you. Right. We'll have to save that one for later. When others are around. Here's a number for P-Head. P-Head. Letter P, last name Head. Also known as Fed. Milkman dropped. Shit, Milkman, shit. Fucking asshole. Alright. While he gets his shit figured out, I will be forced to call P-Head.
Oh.
Oh, man. There you are, stupid. What happened? Did you put it...
There. Was no, the, I'm back.
Did you,
you
put
sir.
The phone in
your... I don't know, dude. I lost you.
Did you put the phone in the culo of your madre?
Yes. And... Arco de la Madre flew over my head, man. We pointed up in the sky and said, Mira, mira.
That's going to have to be the title of the show, probably. El culo de tu madre. It's your mother's asshole. Culo de tu madre.
The guy was so sincere. I liked it. Yeah.
All right, here's...
He's trying to hold it off for a second, and then he couldn't once you got there.
Here's Stan Head.
catch niggas that love to set traps, murder the dawn. I'm back with a bird in my arm, back to pillage. I'm like a live grenade as a charm. I want bodies,
what?
Lucas, spread into the waters. I want mothers and sons, I want to murder their daughters. Revenge. All I see is blood in my eyes, like the rise of your worst nightmare. Come alive, ghost face killer, let's see who's gonna survive.
Hello.
No answer there.
Was that a restaurant that you called there, Culo de la Madre?
No, that was a hotel in Spain. No, man, pay attention.
Oh, it was a hotel. Okay, no, I didn't catch it, man. I just heard the call because I got dropped twice.
Oh, shit. Hey, how are you?
Good, and you?
Oh,
who's
I'm
speaking, Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, hi, Paul. How's it going?
I'm not doing good. I'm in a pinch right now. I'm in a pickle.
Okay.
Yeah, my car done broke down, and right now I'm hiding in a rest stop.
Okay.
There's a man outside named Lysol. Black man named Lysol.
Oh, okay.
And he fixed my car, but he said that I have to do sexual things to him here in the bathroom now.
Okay.
And he went outside to, he said he was going to go outside to smoke a cigarette or two. And he put a broom handle through the door handle so I can't open it. I'm stuck here in the bathroom.
Okay. Is something wrong with your phone? It sounds kind of
echoey?
Sorted.
Echo?
Yeah, kind of like an echo, yeah.
Oh, it's because I'm in the toilet. I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Listen, I can't tell the lady that I had to suck this guy's dick, you know?
You have to do what now? I'm sorry.
Can you come and take the doorknob off of the broomstick away from the door so that I can get out of here?
Where are you at?
I'm in the bus stop.
Which bus stop?
Oh shit! I don't really know where it's at exactly. It's, oh, man. I don't know. It's off the highway. I guess men come here for sex, you know, like anonymous sex. It's a glory hole. And I was doing some of that, you know. I don't want anyone to find out, but I was doing some of that. And then some guy came in and said that I was a sinner, and he put the broom handle on the toilet door so it's stuck and I can't get out. And the window here, I can't fit through it. It's got bars.
Wait. You must have the wrong number, because I don't know who this person is. I don't even know who I'm... I thought I was talking to somebody I know. This is kind of getting...
This is Quincy.
I'm sorry?
Quincy?
Who are you looking for?
Head. Sup, Mr. Head?
Okay, this is Head, but... who is it specifically you're looking for?
I'm looking for Head. That's why I came here. I was looking for Head, you know?
Okay.
I was sucking.
I don't know who in general, which person of the Head family are you looking for?
I was sucking it. I was giving Head myself to a Mexican guy, an uncut Mexican guy, and then this big white guy came in here and he said, "What are you doing in here?" And the Mexican guy like pulled up his pants and ran away. And I went to go, and he pushed closed the bathroom stall door for me, and he stuck...
I think he had the wrong number.
He stuck the broom handle, and I can't open it. He stuck a broom and a broom handle for it, and I can't open it. and he said, "You're going to hell. I'm coming back, and you're going to suck 10 dicks so that you get the gambling."
No, I think you have the wrong numbers.
Please,
sorry.
Please, if I do, you're my last hope. This is my last quarter. Please.
I think you have the wrong numbers.
Can you please? God. Whatever. Let's get out of the bathroom. There we go. Out of the closet.
We lost him, man. I think he got flushed.
I'm coming back and you're sucking 10 dicks. Get the gay out of you.
What was that? What was that? Brandon flushed the call now.
Yeah. Shit. Literally. All right. So the research came back from the arm, and he says that there are 50 franchise-owned Blockbuster stores which continue to remain open as of this year. So there should be some Blockbusters.
Do they still carry VHS?
No, God no. Crazy the upkeep on that shit is. You gotta rewind those motherfuckers and all that shit. Fuck
it, like, you know, like, tell them that you don't rewind your serial, not rewinder.
Oh yeah,
and then that you pay a little bit higher for your membership for those privileges.
Yeah, well, the problem with that one is I didn't have a first name, just a Q, and I figured the way he sounded, maybe he was a Quincy, just a guess. He could be like Quareem or some shit. Who knows? Here's Darahead. Darahead. So Milkman, on the 31st, it's a Friday. We've decided to do a pre-show for Art of Phone Larking, Milkman's birthday show, like we did last year. We do some prank calls that Milkman might like. I'll play Milkman's favorite prank calls. I'll find the turd in the back of the car one for you. The Wanda Sykes one. You love it so much. And we'll play, and you'll pick the music for that night too. How you for that after evening?
Oh yeah, all right. Will you play my White Horse? Ride the White
Horse. Yeah, whatever you want, dude. Make a list, send it to me, and if I don't have it, I'll get it. All right, but do it before. All right, man. Do it before.
You know, I like the classic, dude. If you play like part of our classic list, you know, like from those days, dude, you know, it's a hit with me.
Yep, I do, you little monkey. I do.
Ah.
All right, going back to Dwight's numbers. Let me see if anybody's chat flashing.
Plan a fucking hand.
No one flashing in chat room, so we will continue and take a look at Dwight's number. Did I call Darahead? What happened? Did I put it in and not call it? Yeah. Stupid. No one can get ill. Bodies chopping to ziplocks. Killer be killed on these cobblestone street blocks. Crime boss, I call Warren up the Lucas. Watch my eyes turn red, I got a squad full of shooters. Murder, murder. Kill. When the gas starts to pull, I put the spark down. Yo, late night, snuck in the limo. Hog tied the cap, pull all up. Beheaded the driver, left a bitch in the back with no tongue as a survivor. Raw dog spit in the mouth. Disappearing a swarm of killer bees. Crippling from their knees. Take their legs.
Hi, we can't get to the phone right now, but if you leave
a few. No answer from her. All right,
hey, was you listening to the show the other day when Morgan was on there and they did a call and she was like talking like some of her stuff to one of the dudes? I was making, she reminded me for a second of like what Zolar is trying to do with his girl voice. I started thinking, man, you'd be a fucking hilarious, man, have Zolar and her do a call together, man, because like he could do both through the voices. And it would trip somebody out, man, because, I mean, she was, like, a close approximation. Like, Zola almost got her voice approximated. It was pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
You must have missed that.
I guess I did.
Okay, sorry about that. I thought you was on the car, heard it.
When was it again?
No, what was that? One of the 2 days we did a call and Morgan was on there.
Oh, do you mean the like the chat line, the free chat line thing?
Yeah, I think this is a different call, but it was during them sessions. Maybe you was off there during that call. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. But I know I was. I started laughing because it, like she said something, just reminded me how Zolar fucks with people, you know, and he's like doing his female voice.
Yeah. It did remind us.
She was like talking the dominant stuff to some of these dudes, and I started laughing because it was like the same line, almost the same timbre in their voices.
Come on.
An answer here from this head.
Hello, how does this Carolina costume?
Hey, is this head? Oh no, this is AAA Carolina costume, huh?
Yeah.
What's so funny?
How are you?
Not good. What's so funny?
What's so fine?
What's so funny?
What's so funny?
Mm-hmm.
Life?
Okay, what are you
Why
doing?
Why not?
How you doing? What are you doing there, honey baby?
Working.
Yeah? Are you wet?
Yeah.
Are you wet?
Pardon?
Are you wet? That was a great idea. Stupid.
Hey, dude, man, how about those Giants? You hear about that shit? Try it, baby. Giants, man. We're topping in the world, man. We're going to do it again, man. We're going to do it again.
Baseball you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to talk about my Giants, who are the New York Giants, who lost to the Cowboys today by 10 points.
Yay. The Cowgirls. Oh, that's a struggling defeat there. I'm sorry, dude. That's stunning. I hate the Cowgirls.
31-21.
Dallas Showboat.
All right. Anyway, moving right along.
How many people's on the team this year, man? You guys got your team going, right?
Our league. Right,
yeah, league. Sorry, league.
That's fine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12, I think now. I think we're done.
Okay, you guys got special rules this year? What's the, like, the brief breakdown on that?
Special rules.
I mean, like, I think last time you guys had a different amount of people and you, like, changed your rules a little bit.
Not really. You just get points for if your quarterback throws a touchdown pass, you get 7 points, I believe, or six. If it's, you know, a 20-yard pass and there's an extra 10. If it's a 30-yard pass, an extra 10. 40-yard pass, an extra 10 on top of that.
Alright.
Your running backs and receivers get points for each reception. They get 1 point per reception. One point for every 10 yards. And 7 or 6 points for a touchdown. And if it's a long touchdown pass, yeah. the same bonus system, the 10 point for every 10 points past 20, I think.
Oh, hell.
And then you get pick a defense. I don't understand how the defense works. Really. I know if the defense, you know.
So you get performance points. So yeah. Not only do you get the point, but if they really perform well, you get extra points.
Yeah, so the defense, like, let's say, you know, returns a fumble for, you know, gets a pick six or, you know, returns a fumble for a touchdown. You get some extra points there, depending on the defense for the team that you pick. We have kickers. I mean, there's points based on how many kicks they make or attempt, etc., etc. I mean, you can add head coaches and shit. You can add defensive players. It gets too crazy at that point. Like, head coaches, like, you don't even know what the fuck. How does a head coach get points? I don't know.
Right.
And at some point, they'll have, like, defensive coordinator fantasy football points or some shit. I don't know. That'd be funny. That'd be awesome if they had, you could draft a defensive fucking coordinator, offensive coordinator, you know, medical crew, team doctor.
How about, like, drafting cheerleaders? I'd be all for that shit.
Whatever, man. All right. People are getting restless. Restless, I'm sure.
Moving right along.
I feel it in the ether.
Anyway, I just wanted a quick update on there. Sorry about that. Yeah, I figured you was looking for numbers. That's why I was, like, asking real quick.
Yeah, in about 10, 15 minutes, I guess it'll be time for Dwight. I'm pushing him out a little bit so the other guys can join me and you because we started late, you know what I mean? But then again, I don't want to do it too late. I do have a physical therapy appointment in the morning tomorrow at 9 something, so I do have to be up kind of early, not super early.
Well, that's nice, man. So you're going to masturbate you for yourself, huh? That's all right. Make you healthy.
Yeah, man. They masturbated.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. How about some more pranks?
Sexual healing.
So we're about 10 minutes from opening the Skype conference here for our friends. Any of you guys out there know who you are? You want to jump on, get ready?
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh.
I know Jag wants to be on, and Dwight's going to be joining us also for sure. I'm going to tell you that. Jag TV. Also, we'll be taking a break in about 30, I think, to be honest. That'll be time for break, so prepare yourselves. We will take a 5 or 6 minute break probably tonight and go on, I expect, until 1:30 Eastern. That's just the outlook for you guys. So there you go. Plan your night accordingly. Speaking of planning things, I want to make sure that you head over, if you are an iTunes user, which is pretty much everybody these days, head over to the iTunes store and do a search for Prank Call Nation. You should get a result on your front, on your page there, for the Prank Call Nation podcast. If you haven't yet, go in there, subscribe to it via iTunes. That'll should automatically put it on any Apple devices you have, or your computer itself that you're using iTunes with. And also be sure to comment and rate us. Give us a 5-star rating and you'll get 5 Madhouse dollars. Yeah, Madhouse dollars. Woo! Keep in mind, Madhouse Hackers. Dollars have no value and cannot be redeemed for anything online.
Only Madhouse Munchies in the Madhouse Studios.
Yeah. 5 Madhouse dollars equals 1 Ellerbuck for our PLA users and friends.
That's right. If you collect 10 of them, you could get a free dab in the studios.
Free dab. Hey, there you go. It's not bad. Not bad, not bad. Do they give you samples at your dispensary? I heard they give samples, free samples all the time. Is that true?
No, not really, but I know everybody there, so I could get just about anything I want. They know what I like, so, like, they'll go through, like, 30 of them there, and they'll tell me the ones that I should look at. And they're never wrong.
You ever get some hard drugs, man?
Yeah, dude, I got some fucking killer ass. This is a Girl Scout cookie, man, like top shelf. And this fucker is so hard, man. You gotta like get a pair of pliers to cut it, man. It's so dense, man. But no, it's not quite that hard, but it is really hard. You can't crunch it with your fingers.
It's funny you mention that. I have some Girl Scout cookies here too.
Nice.
Very delicious.
Isn't it a tasty treat?
It has little great cookies. Yes. I think Sloth made these. Sloth did a great job with these Girl Scout cookies. He's quite the baker, I tell you. He brought me cookies when I was in rehab. It was so nice. He's like, oh, here's some cookies, and he brought me a care package from Dark Stranger. It felt so nice. It was great. I got this, those Chinese finger torture toys, you know? I got one and I just kept messing around with it. It was kind of cool. I played with it for a whole day.
Did you keep it? It's woven together, so if you pull, it gets tighter.
Yeah, it's scary at first when you don't know that. Woo! You're like, oh my god, I'm about to go to the hospital again. But in the end, I threw it at the old man that was staying with me when he wasn't looking. And I saw it on the floor after. I think he just rolled it. Oh god, he was so gross. He was coughing up like he had like water in his lungs, dude.
Ew.
Yeah, he had trouble breathing, and he wasn't talking about it. It's like, dude, you need to tell him you got trouble breathing, bro. That's no joke. You know, you might have COPD or something.
What's wrong with it?
Well, he had just come back. When I was there, half the time that I was in there, the dude wasn't there because he was in the hospital because he was having breathing trouble. He got better in the hospital, came back, and it started coming right back again. It was like, ew, dude. I was like, I don't know if it's got some kind of fucked up bronchitis shit that I'm going to catch. I moved everything as far away as I could at that point. Everything. My CPAP machine. At the rehab place I had to stay at. Where after the post ankle surgery orthopedic rehab place.
Fuck yeah, you don't want KPC, dude. You know that KPC shit, dude. They can't cure you, man. You'll fucking die right there in the hospital.
I don't know,
man. The antibiotics don't work on that KPC bacteria.
He couldn't walk. He couldn't get up. He had to shit. He had to use a bedpan to take a shit. And he had to piss in a bottle all the time. It was so fucking gross, man. Ugh, at least I didn't have to share a bathroom with him. He was just doing it in the fucking room. Fuck, man. Oh, you.
Now I know you got the recordings out. Oh, boosh. Oh.
Yeah, right. From him. Right there. Oh, God, that's gross. Anyway, come on. Let's do some prank calls, all right? Here's the ATA conference is going on. Hey, the famous ATA conference. We called this in our first year of being on the air. A gentleman by the name of Tim Searcy was the CEO or president. I don't know what the correct title was of this. Again, it's the American Telemarketers Association. They only go by ATA now. They wised up and took the telemarketer part out of their official name. Tim Searcy no longer works there. Nunu had a great experience with him. He kept pranking him with soundboard pranks. Milkman, remember that? He would call him with like Tom Hanks shit and all that. Yeah, he would follow him on Facebook back when Farmville was big. Nunu was stalking him on Farmville on Facebook. Nunu had me call the ATA and to have them tell him that Tim Searcy had to make sure to water his plants, whatever that game was. I never played that thing.
So Nunu is on. No, you tell me Nunu is on Facebook. How come I didn't know that?
He's not on Facebook. He just watches it, apparently.
How can he play Farmville games without being on Facebook?
I don't know. Shh. Let's not talk about it.
He's on Facebook.
Don't talk about it because it's Nunu's private life, all right?
All right, Nunu. I want you to add me on Facebook.
Good luck with
it.
Good luck with it.
You idiot, haunt, wanker.
Nunu, don't listen to him. Don't ever do that. Stay secret, man. Stay clean. Stay clear, man. You're good. I'm okay with Nunu being how he is. I happen to consider him a friend, even though I don't even know if he's a girl or a boy. Or what his name is, or how old it is. What else do we not know?
Well, you know, he used to work at Tesco's, and before they fired him.
No, it didn't.
Nunu did.
No, it didn't.
Good morning. I'm to work. Washington.
Yeah, motherfucker. Does Nunu work there?
Big
he used to.
Shut up, man. Does Nunu work there?
Who?
Nunu.
I don't know Nunu.
Okay. Can I be transferred to a guest there, Mr. Grud? Zinski?
Just a moment, sir.
Thank you.
Let me give it a friend.
This is the CEO and president of this organization.
Good morning, front desk. Lawrence, at your service.
I need to speak with Mr. Grudzinski.
How do you spell the last name, sir?
Grudzinski.
Oh, of course. My pleasure to connect you. One moment, please.
22587.
Yes, one moment, please.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. 22587.
Hello?
Yes, is this Mr. Grudzinski? Oh, he picked up and hung up like a stupid fuck. Shit, he was there, though. All right, let's call back, eh? Arr.
Good morning, I'm Regency Washington.
I need to be transferred to a guest there, please.
What's the name, sir?
It dropped. He picked up, though. It's Grudzinski.
It's my computer is down, that's why I gave it to him.
Shit.
Let me try it again.
Damn computers, right? Shit.
Good evening, hi, Regency Washington. This is Charlotte at service.
I need to speak to a guest there.
Okay, do you know his last name, sir, please?
Grudzinski.
Last name is, please?
Grudzinski.
Okay, can you spell again, please? Still, I didn't get it.
G as in girl. R.
Okay.
Did you get the R? All right. U, I'm sorry, shit. Grudzinski. He's
okay.
There.
First name?
Phil.
Phil, okay, let me connect you.
Thank you, honey. All right.
Hello.
Mr. Grudzinski.
Yes.
We were disconnected. I apologize. I'm calling from the front desk.
Yes.
Sir, we have a strict rule regarding loud noises at night. We have a lights out that's already gone by. 8 p.m. on Sundays.
What are you talking about?
We have reports that you have very loud noise, sexual noises coming from your room. It's okay to have sex. I know we all get excited.
Who is this?
I'm calling from the front desk.
Give me a break, man.
No, we have a complaint about loud sex noises from your room.
Yeah, what's your name?
Cross.
Cross what?
Just Cross. The name is Cross.
That's it, huh?
That's all you need.
Let me tell you something. If there are loud sexual noises, could you please make sure that you send her back up to my room so that I could actually figure out who it would be?
All right, sure. So,
really appreciate it, buddy. Thanks.
For $50 a month, I can do that for you for 3 months.
Beautiful call, dude. That's a keeper, man. Fucking definitely, man. Mark that one on the log. He loved it, man. You was a hit.
You had a good time with that, right? That's good. I'm not going to bother him again. He seemed cool.
He was cool, dude. Unfortunately, it was KDK. It wasn't a girl.
And a correction from Nunu. This company, this organization, I think they're just like a lobbyist group, but they're not called PACE, P-A-C-E. No idea what that stands for.
Nooners.
Oh, my God.
I knew Nooners would be happy for that one.
The Professional Association for Customer Engagement. Right. Sounds better than American Telemarketers Association, right?
All right.
Sneaky, sneaky. Cutthroats. Lotus Breeze. Let me see what they are, if they're a union or what. The only nonprofit trade organization dedicated exclusively to the advancement of companies that use a multi-channel approach to engaging their customers. Bullshit talk. Both business to business and business to consumer. So they're not telling me what they are. Other than that they support businesses that call other businesses or their customers. So that's everyone. Problem is they also call people who aren't their customers in order to
leave a big gray area in their name. In the description.
Yeah. The problem is, Milkman Rose trying to say, is that they call people who are not their consumers, you know?
Right.
And that's where the problem is.
Exactly. The gray area. Hence the gray area.
Unless by consumers they mean their customers, they mean the company that's paying them to call people to sell something. Maybe that's what they mean. Asterix. You see how sneaky these guys are? Even in their mission statement.
You can turn that around so many ways. That's why it was cleverly worded, man.
Yeah. Now, Nunu reports here that Tim, is it, out of this list, is fat? Or does he mean Tom? Nunu, do you mean Tom? Please clarify that, sir.
Hell yeah, Nunu the point man, back on the point.
Y'all.
Well, he's an expert at these conferences, dude. So if anybody can handle it, man, thank you, Nino. I can't believe you did that. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Mang.
Thank you, Mang. That's right.
Yeah, let me put this.
You always used to handle these conferences, dude. I mean, back in the day, like, you would get these conferences, like, and I even got you and Zolar and those guys on a big conference. Remember that shit? Zolar was in on it, man. Everybody was fucking hilarious.
Well, Milkman, let's explain, please, what it was. Is the original American Telemarketers Association, which from now on will be called ATA, conference. It's like a conference, like a con, like businesses have. They invite a keynote speaker who's semi-famous. So they invited Jack Valenti. Jack Valenti. Not Valente, that's me. Jack Valenti was the former president of the RIAA. Right? Am I correct there? Recording industry? No. The movie. The MPAA, right?
Do that's with that.
The MPAA.
He was involved with it.
Yeah, he's well famously known for implementing the rating system that we have now, the G, PG, and R system, and they later added PG-13 and X, I believe. That's how it worked. Yeah. Anyway, so there's an X and a triple X, but there's no 2X. Is that 2X like Skinamax, you know? Is that what it would be? 2X? Skinamax, right?
I think like 1X like would be in like soft porn. Like where it's like blurred out or not. You're not really seeing it. You kind of know that they got together. And then double X would be like where you can like see something a little bit, but not like full on explicit, like clearly.
Like Spice, like Spice Channel or Playboy was in the 90s and 80s, basically, right? Where they wouldn't show insertion. There was no insertion. They wouldn't show full frontal pussy.
Yeah, those would have been your forms of X and double X.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because that
or
was like
hot R. Yeah. Gonna call it that.
Playboy,
you know?
Playboy sucks so bad. Like I remember I would watch it. I was just desperate because this is pre-internet, guys. So I would have to use the scrambler box on the Playboy channel when my parents weren't at home or if they were sleeping and super late and they just happened to be up. Usually Saturday nights, because all through middle school I watched Saturday Night Live starting early in the sixth grade. So I was usually up. You know, SNL finishes at 1, and if I was that tired yet, I'd be like, oh yeah, mom and dad sleeping, let's go turn the switch on the scrambler and tune it to channel 52. I think it was 52 even. That's how much of a perv I was. And yeah, man, what would suck was it would work, and then every once in a while it would send a signal that would kill it, and you would have to shut down the box, turn it back on, and re-scramble. Every maybe once an hour they would send that signal out, I remember. And
it was once an hour, man. I've seen them like where you could get it to sync itself. Every 20 seconds it would sync up, right? But then it would only last, right? And then you'd have to wait, right? Then they would sync back up and it would go.
Oh, the scrambled view, you could get the sound, but it was all scrambled. Just the view was scrambled. It was encrypted or something.
Right, right. You could watch the picture. See, it depends on the method that they scrambled it with. But like sometimes it would form, and then it would like go out.
Well, dude, you know what? You could do also. I remember for a while before we had the scrambler, you could do the analog tuning on the channel on channel 3.
Right.
And get it to where it would stop flat, but it would be black and white. Your color didn't work. You could.
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. You could like get it to sync up.
Yeah, I remember.
Not
that.
Sure. But dude, that's all they had because there wasn't internet porn. The only real porn, if you had like the expensive tapes that were just coming out, was originally on like movie reels. And you have to get these little movie reels without sound on them. That was all there was in books. You kids don't realize how easy you got it when you want to whack off, man. Back in the old days, you had to use your imagination a lot.
Yeah, back when I don't know if it's like that anymore, but it was underground trading of VHS tapes that were usually probably just copied from parents when they were out, dubbed.
Magazines, like penthouse.
Well, yeah, for some reason, people would have like stashes of magazines and they would always end up in the woods. It happened like 3 times that I remember of. Like, straight up once, I was walking in the woods behind my house. There's a nature trail back there. I was walking, and this black dude, they were like maybe 2 years older than me. So I was like 12, 13, and they were 14, 15. I guess they were probably fucking in the woods. a black dude and his blonde white girl came out. I already knew. I knew from the neighborhood. Like, hey, what's up? You know, just walking by. And the black guy was carrying a bag. And he said, hey. They were both giggle and say, hey, did you want some porn? And the girl said that to me. I'm like, huh? And he opened up the bag. It was like a leather bag. And it was like a stack of fucking porn. Like really explicit porn. I was like, fuck yeah. Yeah. And he said, keep the bag. We stole it. I guess they broke into a house and they stole it. And oh. And I guess they started looking at him and got, you know, they just got their freak on in the woods. I was like, fuck yeah. So I had this massive stack of, it was Club you Magazine. It was Club Magazine, Cherry Magazine, and Hustler, True. I think.
Hustler?
And there might have been like a few like of those local singles numbers. I was too scared to call them.
Oh, well, like those
local swingers, yeah. Singles ones that were in there. I never
Swank called. Swank was another one that was popular. Gent, Nugget.
Yeah. Maybe Gent. I don't know. I remember for sure Club. I loved Club Magazine. That was the best. That was the raunchiest shit. They would have like posters in there with a massive cock in a girl's mouth. It's like fucking sick. It's like, who needs this giant cock? It's like a bigger than life. It's the cock itself is like a foot and a half long on the paper.
Horse cock. Horsey cat, man. You gotta see the horse cock on that horsey cat.
Who needs
cock? Down the woods, Mom. I swear it wasn't me. I didn't. I don't know where they came from, Mom. He just come up to me and give it to me in the woods.
Who needs cock that big? All right, let's add Dwight here to the call. You alright with that, Milk Fan?
Alright. Yeah, yeah. I thought she was going to do some more calls. Let's do some more calls,
yeah,
man.
Oh, yeah. We're doing more calls. We're going to take a break in about 15. Dwight's going to be here in a second. Let me get Jag here.
Dwight McClana fucking hand.
No, I'm glad to hear that while you're using the scrambler there, you heard my early FX career of, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
No, so that guy with the bag, did he give you your first edition of Big Black Pussy Pumpers?
Nah, yeah. That wasn't there for sure. No, he was cool. He was one of my good friends in school, in middle school at this point. It was his older brother. I already knew him. Like, you know, we would play ball sometimes together and shit in the neighborhood. And I was like, what the fuck? It was like in the middle of the school day. Like, I was out, supposed to be out sick. I faked being sick, and I was just hanging out in the woods, smoking cigarettes and shit, probably. I think I had like a pack of cigarettes that my mom found right after that. But, and she didn't find the porn, though. I was more scared of her finding the porn than the cigarettes. And I got in a lot of trouble for her finding that half pack of cigarettes that I had left. Half pack of Newports.
It really puzzles me, though. I can understand them having like one or two magazines, but a whole fucking bag?
Dude, no, it was a leather case, like a
satchel.
Like a satchel
size.
That's
where we did it, dude.
Like a satchel size, really nice.
We traded them back and forth.
Yeah, like really nice leather, brown crushed leather. And he said, yeah, I guess they probably broke in a house or they stole it from her dad or some shit. I don't know.
Stole it from the parents or something, yeah. Dude. Because that's what you either got it from the parents, or if you got brave and like in the newsstand store and blocked the view, maybe you could do it that way. But other than that, dude, man, it was hard to get.
He's got a real nice like briefcase he carries with him. No, I can't show you the contents of this. This is private.
That's just weird. I guess that's where the whoever it was hid it. You know, probably some Christian fuck, probably some Episcopalian.
This was just to me and your mommy whenever you're in bed now.
Some Protestant motherfucker just like, oh, no one can see my shame. My shame. Oh, Jag, you here?
Oh, man.
Jag's not here yet.
I'm still dialing him.
Let's get Jag on also. Jag off so we can Jag on so we can Jag off. Oh, shit.
Jag on, Jag off.
Dwight, are you happy with your show description, Dwight, on the PCM page?
I never saw it.
Now go in there and like, if you want something else, put it in there. That goes for all the hosts who are listening. If you want, we need that. We need everyone to do that. Or if not, I'm just going to come up with some bullshit that makes no sense.
Yeah, I told you I was going to come up with something, then I totally forgot about it.
Yeah,
you wouldn't believe the struggles I had to go through just to get a couple logos made.
Yeah, yeah, dude, I'm art. I can't do shit with art, dude. So I feel you. Okay. Doing more pranks. Let me get back to your numbers.
Just to let you know, at the bottom of that list, Dashy sent me about 20 numbers of people named Richard Head.
Okay.
Dickhead.
I get it. Mm-hmm. All right. European Lingerie in Honolulu. Let's see if they're still open.
Yeah, I think I was looking for, like, used panties on Craigslist, and this was popping up. For just a call.
That's nasty. Here, you take it, because I don't want
to. Oh, okay.
Dirty used pen.
I remember a couple times calling for furniture, and somehow we got on the subject where I tried to talk the woman into wearing some panties for me to buy.
Dude, I was at a flea market in Daytona Beach, Florida, and there was a lady there selling a huge fucking ton of used panties and a bunch of white trash women going through it, like combing through it, and they were like designer panties just used. I guess gently used, and she had this big megaphone. It was like, come on, ladies, we got 4 for $5, something like that. Used panties right here, oh, gently used.
Get your chlamydia. Oh, get your chlamydia right here, $5 for $1.
Yeah, my mom was like, that is fucking disgusting. And there were like good 3 or 4. It was like this old lady. I remember this old witch looking lady. You know when those old ladies who get a wart and gray hairs and their lips get all their bottom lips sticking out. That's what she looked like. Like the dad's grandma looked before she passed. God rest, God bless her. But like the dad's grandma, she kinda looked like that.
I wouldn't even borrow my closest friend's underwear. I would free ball before I said, hey, let me use a pair of your drawers.
Yeah. Hey.
Come on.
Prank calls, right? Did they not answer? Let me try them again.
They didn't answer.
Let me try them again. We got an exciting break lined up for you, including a Rec League prank call and a Sean Ward prank call.
Wow, man, you can buy Ebola tea for $35 a pack, man.
Nice.
So sure, man, they're selling this to people. They're buying it $15,000. $15,000 a pack.
This motherfucker's close.
We're jumping on the tractor wagon is in town.
Oh yeah, Milkman, I wanted to mention the reason I was late was because I was at a movie. I rarely go to the movie theater, but I made an appearance today on behalf of PCN. But I saw that this movie Fury that came out this weekend with Brad Pitt. It's a tank World War II tank battalion movie, tank column movie. It was good, action packed. Wasn't perfect, but it was pretty good. But I can't wait for it to come out on home video. Dwight, you remind me, because you're good with shit like this. Mm-hmm. I want to grab the audio from that movie. There's a part where they're all in a tank and they say Machine. They name the new guy Machine. Like, oh, that's a good name, Machine. They're like, Machine, Machine, Machine. I gotta get that. And also the Mexican guy, he's shooting up some Nazis, and he says "Chinga tu madre." I lost my shit. I'm the only one laughing during this. They're like, "What?"
It's like a serious moment. You're fucking losing your shit.
He goes, "Chinga tu madre." I'm like, "Oh shit!" Oh!
That's like during Titanic when people were falling. They were hitting the propellers. I was fucking cracking up. I'm like, "Oh yeah, I forgot. People are dying."
Yeah. Did you notice the guy that looked like Stalin that was up there with the two fucking people at the end of when the Titanic was about to sink? There was like some guy that looked like Stalin dressed like a chef. Yeah. Watch that. I just remember watching it and saying, hey, Stalin. Like, I see Stalin in that scene where it's about to go down. You know, they're standing on the very end of it.
Right. They got over the railing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Leo DiCaprio, big girl, and the Stalin chef. Anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, we need to grab audio from that movie when it comes out. Try to remember that, because I'll forget.
Chance Tuesday, The Purge Anarchy, the second one comes out. It's actually really good.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a lot better than the first one.
Is it the one where there's like a night once a year where you can kill and murder?
Yeah, it's a lot crazier than the first one.
Really? Okay, I haven't seen the first one yet. It looked interesting.
The first one you don't even want to watch. It's stupid. Ethan Hawke was horrible.
Okay. Well, fuck it. Shit, I had something to say and I forgot. Walmarts. Yeah, maybe it'll come back to me. Adahia Chachahia? What? This is a hotel one? Oh, okay, so some lady named Adahia Chachahia has Siberian Husky puppies for sale, 8 weeks old. Oh, yeah. Get this shit. Jack!
Hey! You're here.
What's up, gentlemen?
You made it.
for 2 seconds. Yeah. All right. I want you guys to have a great show. God bless. I love you.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Love you, guys.
Please leave your message for 909-446-6567.
Shit, damn it. Poppers.
My message.
I couldn't believe
shit,
that Monty bitch at that, that service for that hotel to pick up.
Hey, we can call back some of those numbers from earlier because I had a good string of calls.
Please leave your message for 909.
Just from hotel staff. It was actually
I'm not yelling, sir.
Oh, shit, Grace. Yeah, let's call it again so you guys can save it, all right? Because we need to hit that lady up. She, poor.
Yeah, I got the number, people.
Yeah. And there was, who didn't I tell some girl that I have superior phone powers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. All right, here's a no-name. Selling a mini English bulldog puppet. Puppet caller. Dwight, you got a caller on?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Dirty caller.
I'm not sure.
Dirty caller, Dwight. You know what we gonna do. I don't like taking my shirt off now that I've had surgeries. I don't think I'll take my shirt off next time I go swimming or something. It's not because I'm fat. It's because of the surgery scars. I look wicked.
Yeah. I'm fat. And I don't...
Dude, if you get a tan, they'll go away.
No, it won't go away, man. You think? Oh, it'll blend
yeah, they
in
will.
Better.
You won't see them as much, dude. You yeah, got dark skin. They'll blend
I gotta,
in.
I gotta get the tan first, dude. I gotta lay out. It's like I'm on a cruise ship. Oh, God. People just gonna be walking by like, ew, look at him. It's a corpse. It's a big, fat corpse.
Well, go get you some. Go, if you got to, just go sun a little bit. The tanning thing, just enough to little collar, dude. I'm telling you, the sun will make the blend in. They'll fall from out the stars.
It's a white Biggie Smalls being autopsied. Oh my God, pain and everything. All right. Campsites. There is community hot shower. Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Where's that at this time of year?
Mountain View. I have no idea. Is that Cali?
Oh, fuck. Silicon Valley.
It's white. Honolulu.
Mountain Dew. Honolulu. Get it? Honolulu. You get it?
Kaka poo poo.
Your call has been...
Maybe that's why he likes those Honolulu calls so much, because he's new to it. He sees shit like, you know, like a serial killer would see symbolism and shit. You ever see Red Dragon, Dwight? You remember Red Dragon? Wasn't Red Dragon, wasn't that like a prequel to Silence of the Lambs?
Silence of the Lambs. Yeah,
the dude had the tattoo of some kind of painting on his back, and he ate it. He got to see it, and he fucking ate it. Like, oh. Fucking idiot, man.
Is your team going to win in fantasy today, Curly Bill?
It's going to be tight, sir. It's going to be tight. We're looking tight here, unfortunately.
I lucked out since the Lions fucking ripped it up today.
When we come back from break here in a few minutes, I will give a rundown of fantasy football scores. I don't care if you don't like it, motherfucker. Some of us like it. We're into it, and we're going to do it. It's for charity, so shut up. It's not for charity. Next year, we'll make it for charity. Next year, we're all going to put in $5 in the pot and donate 12 times 5. $60 to charity.
The winner gets a cock meat sandwich.
Fuck yeah, we're going to donate $60 to charity. Except for the person who wins gets their money back. So we'll donate $55, and I will match that donation. I, Carlito, will match that donation. Oh shit, what have I done? I've just bankrupted myself. I just pledged 55 of my monies. Excuse me. If I win, I will pledge an equal amount.
There, you qualified it. There you go. If I win, that's better.
If you win, you get $20 back. And if you're the last person, you have to match the total. Fuck it. I don't have time for this. You see, we're ruining the show already. We're not even talking about it, really. blame McClanahan. Who's around? Is Baz around? Anyone else? Who do we got? Dark Stranger? Let me hit her up. Neon, right. Let me see if Neon's on. Yes, Neon's on. I'm going down the list. Sloth is online, but he's got to work. I'll ask him. And I don't see that Baz is online. Dialer's online, but he's got to work. He's always online. Dialer is seriously trying to make it so he can come on the PCN network with his live show. His stuff does play on the Shoutcast once a day. He has a block. You have to look at the schedule to see exactly when, because it changes every day, what hour. And he's got about a three-hour block of best of GCR radio, Global Chaos Radio. So be sure to check that out. All right, I think I invited everybody I could. Do we want Matt? He's, you know, I love Matt, but you know, maybe after the break we'll invite Matt, right? Yeah. All right. Neon requests a few minutes. How about we just take the break? We come back. We add some more people. We keep doing some prank calls. Milkman, you ingredients with that, sir?
I'm good to go, brother. Let's do this thing, man. Let's take this. A little break and regroup with some more active calling people.
Active calling.
And
call in toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open up trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
Don't make no difference to you outside.
Uh-huh.
New York! Shit sounds sneaky, right? Beyond the five burgles. Worldwide. This is that. Rackers, Allen, I'm gripping rap flow for the
first. Hi, everybody. I am here. I'm Carlito, of course, as we said earlier. I'm here with Milkman, my co-host, longtime co-host. And Big Dwight McClanahan is here, and Neon is here. How you doing, buddy?
Sup?
Good evening, bitches.
All right. We're going to knock out some prank calls here. We got about 45 minutes left. Sorry, I can't go super late tonight. Okay. So I'm going to start sniping off what's left on his list. Or let me go in order so you can reuse them later tonight if you need to.
Right? Fuck it.
Do it live.
Fuck it, I'll snipe him. All right, here's a random one. $350 ideal for CSUN students. Room share. Okay, so room share for $350. Move in now with an exclamation point. Now with one capital letter, which is the N. Very interesting. I like how he put that. I'll tell him that if he picks up. So every soldier that saw him, remind your general is critical. You might stay at night if you're presentable.
New York.
No answer. Moving on to the next one.
Live from the New York borough, keeping the thorough. Bunch of snakes in the grass, they creeping like squirrels.
God damn, $395 to share a single apartment with five others.
If you click the link, that's a funny one. Look how they have this apartment set up. You'll fucking crack up.
Let me check. Bunk beds? Tell me bunk beds.
No, it's even funnier.
Even funnier. How are rental rates? I'm looking them up now. How are rental rates over there in Neon in LA? I know they're bad in Honolulu. What's the
getting worse?
Yeah,
it's like out of control. I think they're trying to tell people to just kind of get locked in on their rent right as they can because it's going to go way up.
Well, the ad right above the one that Cross is looking at, $650, you can rent somebody's living room.
Oh my God. Fuck's sake. That better include utilities. Yeah, this place, did they do the walls with fucking wrapping paper?
No, they're hanging sheets from the wall to separate your little living space.
Oh my, oh yeah!
God, that's pathetic.
You're holy fucking coordinating all those sleeping spaces with sheets hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, fuck that. This has to be some Asian shit, motherfucker.
Hell, that's worse than camping. That's worse than camping with the Boy Scouts.
I took a picture. I have no idea. It's like a countertop that's with this really cheap laminate. What is that picture? Right in the middle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in from the left. What the hell is... What am I looking at here? I can't see shit anymore. Those are more. Okay. Oh, shit. That's like... It's partitioned like an Asian massage parlor would be.
If you've ever seen the movie Taken... when he went to find his daughter in the very first one, like, it was just a bunch of cordoned off little space where people were fucking. It was just separated by sheets.
Oh, damn.
Was that when they found her?
No. Yeah, the fourth... One, two, three, four. Yeah, the fifth and sixth one in. That's the rooms. That's the sleeping spaces.
It's more...
cordoned off by sheets.
All right, we'll post this in the chat after the call, unless you already did it, Dwight, which is
okay. No, I'll post just the pictures.
Yeah, post the pictures then. Good idea. And let's see if David picks up here. Right, David? No.
Mark.
Mark. Above the David, right? No.
Yep.
Yeah? Dwight. I don't see a Mark. Mark, okay. Single share, $395. Okay, gotcha. 10-4, sorry. Yeah, hi. You got an apartment there for sure?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. What can you tell me about it? How's the smell in there?
Okay. What would you like to know?
How's the smell? Does it smell like Asian people?
The smell?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Do you have Asian people staying there?
What do you mean? You said, I'm sorry, did you actually say how's the smell?
Yeah, does it smell okay there? Are there a lot of Orientals? Are there any Orientals?
Okay,
oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Are there any Orientals there that stay there?
Are you saying Oriental?
Yeah, are there any there to stay?
No.
Okay, yeah, because their food is usually really stinky. I had a problem with that apartment that I used to live in.
Uh-huh.
Are any of them from India or Bangladesh or any of that part of the world?
India? No.
No Asians at all? No part of Asia?
No Indians, no Asians, no.
What do you have? Hispanics? What's the makeup?
Yeah, 2 people from South America.
Ugh, that's disgusting. Where? Argentina?
Not sure. Maybe Argentina. Yeah. One of them.
Ugh. Are they like dark skin or light skin?
Light skin. Oh. Well, listen, I'm not sure that's going to work for you because it sounds like, you know, I got to be kind of aware of who I bring in the house. And I can appreciate where you're coming from, but I don't think it's going to be a good mix for you, to be honest with you.
Are there any black people staying there?
Could be. I don't know. I haven't got everybody. That's the problem. I have to get 4 people.
Okay.
Well, 2 now and 2 in December.
I prefer not black guys because they could go through my stuff, you know, because when I was in a halfway house, the black guy used to go through... my stuff all the time. He shared a room with me. He would take my lunch money and everything.
Well, sure, I can understand that. Well, listen, like I said, I can't guarantee anything at the time, so...
His name was Lysol?
I don't think he's the best... What's that?
The guy's name was Lysol. He was really intimidating, scary. Yeah, he had a beard.
Huh?
Like a Rick Ross beard.
Sure, I can appreciate that.
He walked around.
But, I don't think there's going to be a good fit for you, to be honest with you.
He walked around in white boxers and, like, no shirt on. Or sometimes, really? Or sometimes like
well,
a
listen,
white
beard. Man, I'm not sure I can help you with this. So, why don't you do the best you can at another apartment if you can, because I don't think it's going to work out. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Excuse me, did you say what does it smell like in there?
Yeah, he didn't like that.
What did he say at the end? Did he say, what, maybe we can go to the YMCA and work out sometime? I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Is that what he said, the YMCA? All right, let's move on here. We can let some of our guests do pranks, starting with Neon. Welcome to Dr. J. My niggas with K's. Son, they feeling your ways. It's like mayonnaise. Old people. Okay. What's this? Someone shit on the floor. Ew.
Yes.
No.
If you check the picture, I believe it's the second picture. It looks like somebody just shit all over the floor
of this apartment.
Put it in the Skype. I didn't see it.
I believe the name's Roke.
Oh, yeah. It looks like some dookie pellets. I got it here. I'll add it. Ew. Hang on, I'm posting
people
it.
People don't clean up before they take those pictures. Like, dude, it looks like somebody shit right over by your refrigerator.
Yeah, or like there's maybe some... No, ew, that looks like rat shit. Like a big-ass rat shit there. Like a big line. Like he shit all the way until he got under the refrigerator.
Oh, my God.
Like... like it was well fed and it just fucking is all over the place.
It looks like it was munching.
Ghetto anyway.
It looks like it was munching in the trash and then it heard someone coming and got scared and ran under the fridge and shit as he did that out of fear. Yeah, I scared my cat once and he shit the floor. When he didn't know me that well yet and I was Athena wasn't around. She was out.
Scaring the shit out of the cat is not a good one. They rarely forget that event.
Well, I came around and went, bah! Like that. And he ran like that. Like, you freaked out. He ran, yeah. But he shit a little bit when he...
Shit out of him.
I felt so bad. I never did that much. I do it now. Now he's okay with it because he knows me. You know, he trusts me now, but...
He knows
I was
now.
Just getting to know him now. He's very scary. He's a scaredy cat. Chloe, the female,
is that
she'll
Dobby
come
boy?
Right out. Yeah. Chloe, the female, will come out and just, you know, hang out. Like, hey, what's up? She'll flirt with you if you're a guy. It's really cute. Yeah. She always comes out to say hi. Like, when I had nurses coming, when I had my surgery before, the first surgery, the appendectomy thing, she was always friends with the nurse, the female nurse.
Oh.
Really cute. Yeah, she's a cutie. Dobby's awesome, too. Yeah. Okay, hey, blah, 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 right? Let's do some more calls. I said Neon, motherfucker.
Yeah. Loading some numbers up. Miss Neon's coming up the bat on the top.
Oh, man.
This is the rat shit that
baby
kitchen.
What's up, baby? You good, baby girl?
I'm doing good.
Hello? There's a message machine.
Oh. No, answer machine.
All right, when you guys hear ringing now, you know.
Hi, this is Mark. Please leave your name.
Fuck you, Mark. Motherfucker. Let me see if we got any more numbers from Nunu real quick, Dwight. He said there are more attendees for this American Telemarketers Convention than any of you want to talk to them. We'll call the hotel. They seem to be pretty responsive and being checked in.
Where is that now? I was paying attention.
Telemarketers Conference.
They got some pretty lax security protocols there. I mean, the president answered.
The president
and they even had the
answered.
Name registered yeah. in his name yeah. in the room.
Yeah. The famous thing is, what I was trying to say before, I didn't finish my thing, was Jack Valenti was a keynote speaker at the 2005 convention of this organization. And that's when that's when Zolar, me, Reclude, Milkman called and prank called him several times. We got Tim Cersei once or twice, and then we got Jack Valenti again, who's very, he was a lot of horror film fans.
He's dead now.
Yeah, he died of a stroke later on. I spent a day where I
Shortly
said...
there after them calls.
Yeah, about a year or two after. But anyway, ended up...
The effect was long-lasting.
Zolar ended up getting him a black escort sent to his place, two bottles of Dom Perignon, flowers, flowers, right? I think that was it. And there might have been pizzas too. We got them like 2 liters, mm-hmm. two liters of Dr. Pepper, I believe, mm-hmm. and like a Hawaiian pizza or something like that. Yeah. All sent to his room, that. And then Zolar called back and told the front desk he slipped and hit his head on the, he slipped in the shower. That is it. Yeah. And Zolar was calling as the concierge, like, sir, we want you to know that we're very happy you're here. Did you get your champagne? He's like, yeah, I got the champagne. I sent the strawberries back. I think that's what it was, strawberries. Yeah. He didn't want, but he kept the Dom Perignon fucking, what a miser, right? What a fucking hassle.
He takes the high dollar value product, yeah. Man, rejects the little common stuff.
What a hassle. A big hassle. Alright, here is the video store in Honolulu.
So I would, they got some long hand dealings with the Madhouse, and they're well loved. So PCM, feel at home with the ETA, or whoever they go by now.
Yeah. Alright, we're doing the video store. Why did I want to talk to a video store? What about? I forget. What? You want to do it? Because I have no idea what I'm doing here.
What are
you
doing? Neon's up.
What?
When you do
that's speak, okay. Go ahead, Dwight. It's all good. Say
to you. Oh, Neon. Neon doesn't want to. It's a bad one. That's it.
You were talking about when you were in charge of the videos and that guy would come in and say shit to you?
Oh, Space Jam?
Yes.
And then ask for Space Jam. All right, here's the next one. Thank you. Good work, Dwight. You get a gold star.
On your dick.
Man, we used to give gold stars every show, remember? Milk Man. We stopped doing that. It was so stupid and hit.
That was the day, man.
Were you around when we did that, Dwight?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember that?
I was telling people the other day, like, the actual call-in number, and I called it on my cell before, like, you would have me on, and I just start doing stupid shit on the phone. I would call in, you'd answer, I'd just sit there going... You're like, alright, there's another dumbass.
Nice. Alright, no answer here, it seems. Adios, pendejo. Videorama. Black Rose in the Hood.
Hello?
Yes, hi, is this video store?
Yeah, but Sunday is closed.
Oh, were you sleeping?
Yeah, I stay home already.
Do you have Space Jam?
What is that?
Space Jam? Space Jam? Do you have Space Jam?
You know, this is all Filipino movie.
Look, motherfucker, do you have Space Jam Filipino version?
You're talking about?
Do you have Peck Peck?
We don't have those.
Do you have Peck Peck movie?
Peck Peck. Peck Peck. I have to be happy for that one.
Yeah. Cell phone is the video store number, or is she living in the video store?
I don't know. She gets a transfer like Charlie does to her cell phone when she's not there. That's what Charlie used to do, I think, for the dude drop-in, right? That's how Evil Artie got his cell phone number, because he wrote down the number that they gave him. He's like, yeah, when they're not open, they transfer to Charlie's
Please
cell.
Leave your message for...
I remember the last couple times I called, I got yelled at once by Charlie's son and once by his daughter.
I never got his daughter, although I scared him into thinking that his daughter was arrested.
I had called and said I was white and I had to do the Pepsi order, and she was being a real bitch to me while I was being a dick to her too, but the very next time, it was like a couple weeks later, I called and I'm like, yeah, I need to do the Pepsi order. And she goes, oh, is this Dwight? I go, no, that was the driver. His name's Dwight, but my name's Dwight too. She goes, oh, there's two Dwights there, huh? And I'm like, yeah. He's a real asshole. I had to write him up.
Yeah. Dude, I got to type up the notes for our PC. We had a very productive PCM meeting. Unfortunately, I had to leave before I did my production, my presentation about our social media push. I did want to mention real quick. Hang on, let me go to those links right now. Who's making a cappuccino?
Me.
Yeah, are you making tea? What's going on there, Papa? Oh, I see, I see. Drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Smoking drugs, smoking weed, smoking reefers, doing coke.
Fuck the drugs, man. Stay with the natural medication, man. Marijuana.
Milk, remember when you went to that concert a few years ago and you took the shrooms that the guy gave you? I'm not just...
Which one, man? Fuck, which one? Every one of them, man.
It was like two birthdays ago. Or maybe not on your birthday, but you called in during the show. And you're like, I remember I took a break and you're like, man, I can't drive, man. Like, I'm like, what did you do? I thought you just smoked. You're like, no, man, this guy gave me shrooms. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Should I not be talking about that? It was really funny. It was hilarious. It has to go in a book, Milkman. You're going to make a book. After I finish my book, you need to do yours, man. Because I want to hear it. Unless you want me to do a chapter. Uh-oh. The phone dropped. We lost Milkman. He got mad at me. Let's play this song while we wait for it to
record. Smoked the marijuana and fucking fell over. Unplugged the computer. He's like, shit, he's scrambling right now. Spilled the fucking bong water.
Or he threw the laptop in anger that I mentioned about the Shroom incident. From the concert. I think it was like a Def Leppard concert or something. What was that?
He spilled the bong water on the laptop and short-circuited and shit.
Yo, don't say that. Maybe he got
fired. I remember what you're talking about. He was calling in from the concert and shit during the show.
He never mentioned, though, that he did that. I should probably mention this. I think he told me, man, don't tell nobody about this, man. I'm an ass. I'm a bad friend, aren't I? Aren't I a bad friend?
Jeez, man, loose lips, say shit.
I remember a couple times when he's like, no, we're not on yet.
Hey, Milky, you're back. What happened? Did you spill your
bong water? Am I back? Did I lose you?
Did you spill the bong water? To never double cross a man. On the laptop?
Me?
Yeah.
No. I lost you there, man. I lost the connection. You just asked me a question. I started answering and it dropped.
Hey, I wanted to mention T-Mobile's got new spectrum going up, A-block spectrum. You might be able to get on them and get better coverage. So then you can look into it.
What did you ask me then? You asked me a question. I was preparing to answer.
Oh,
and I was like,
we shouldn't talk about it. You went to a concert once and you got a little crazy.
Oh, dude. Oh, okay. It was Judas Priest, dude. And I got a big buzz on. And I got so I couldn't even fucking walk, dude, man. I was like so fucking roasted. I laid down and I got video of this shit. I'm trying to hold the camera up. It's fucking, I'm doing this psychedelic video, man. It looks so good afterwards, man. Just watching it, I was like, fucking hey, man. So about probably at least the last hour, dude, I was like horizontal watching the concert because they had a great big giant grass lawn. It was so nice and warm that evening, man. It was great.
So some dude gave you shrooms and you took them? You took two of them? You said they smelled like shit, I think. Right.
Yeah, I had some that night. Yeah, of course. Oh, of course, yes, God. I did have some that night. They were very good. They were very good.
Dude, but you,
very
I remember,
colorful.
I remember I was doing a show, and then you called me.
The sound would start to stop, you know, and you'd like hear it like changing frequency, you know. It was really cool.
Yeah, I was
it
saying.
It would be off pitch. You could hear it changing pitches. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
Look, man, I was saying that. You called me, and when I took a break, and you called me. You said that you were scared to drive, and I'm like, why? And you explained what you just said, and I'm like, oh, my God. I told you just to stay in your car.
Yeah, man, dude, because, like, man, I was fucking torched, dude. It was like after the show, I was like, I don't want to fucking drive. Dude, I'm fucking baking right now. I'm having a good time, and the show's over.
Yeah. All right, listen, the convention. Am I jumping around on topics a lot? Is that going on? Can you guys help rein me in?
Somebody got a vibrator going?
That's the phone. That's Neon's vibrator.
That's not my vibrator,
sorry.
Man.
Turn it off, Neon. Go.
It's all right.
That was not the time.
Video is preferred, but audio will work.
Some people got to get theirs, you know what I'm saying?
Audio will
work. What I'm talking about. Take it when you can.
All right, Neon, talk to one of these conventioneers. All right, deal? Cool.
What am I going to say?
Say, hey, I'm a girl. I'm supposed to come down to give you a massage. Tell him, all right, here's what we'll do. Listen. You're going to come down and give a massage, and you're going to tell them that Phil Grudzinski, the guy that I just talked to, sent you, paid for you and sent you. You just need to know what room you need to go to. Can you do that, honey, babe?
Phil Grudzinski, massage. Come yeah. down.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Or you want the room number so that yeah, just get this guy in trouble. Last time I did that, the person I did this with ended up being a 15-year-old kid or something.
Oh, shit.
Son of the Confederacy. It was really funny, though. When I figured it out, I backed out of it. It was really funny. The lead-up was hilarious.
Do you remember that? We kept telling the adults that the kids of the Confederacy were shitting in the pool.
Yes. I need to be transferred to a guest there, please.
Just a moment. And the guest name?
Mr. Bill Gessert.
How you spell the last name?
G as in girl, E, S as in S, S as in S, E, R, T.
G, E, S? G like George?
G like girl, E, S like
Sam.
Yeah. And then another.
I'm not showing a reservation for this gentleman.
Is there a Tom Chandler?
Okay, one moment. I think it is Mr. Chandler.
Yeah.
Just a moment.
Massage. Massage time. It's massage time.
Tom Chandler. Yes, sir. Would you like to be connected?
Yes, please. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Or is she going to put me through to the guy again? Twice now, she gets the info and takes me to the front desk again.
The Hyatt guest you have called is unavailable. You may leave a private recorded message at the tone, or press 0 and a Hyatt operator. You are being transferred and a Hyatt operator will assist you.
I'll try again. There's a chick, too. There's a Lisa. Guess her.
Good morning. So I think they're related.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you try Tom Chandler again? I got disconnected.
One moment.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Gessert.
Chandler.
Mr. Chandler?
Yes.
How are you this evening?
Yeah, who's this, please?
My name is Leah Tompkinson, and I'm waiting in the lobby. I was hired by your company for a evening massage. Are you going to allow me to come up to your room?
No, thank you, though.
This is very... This is rude. I mean, I have other clients, but I was told that I have to be here. Fuck.
Let me try to catch him real quick before he calls and says no more calls.
You're stuck up, punk.
Maybe he wants to talk to a man.
That's what I was going to say. He's like, no, my boyfriend.
Yes,
thank
can
you.
We talk to Mr. Chandler, please? Man, you almost ruined it, buddy. You almost poisoned the pool.
Talk to him further.
Pee-pee in the pool. Pee-pee in the pool. Pee-pee in the pool. Pee-pee.
Say him the Puppet People special.
Puppet People.
The Hyatt guest you have called is unavailable.
All right, we'll leave him alone. There's others there, but let's let the lady cool off because she heard Milkman going, beep, beep, beep,
beep. The boyfriend, yeah.
The boyfriend, blah, 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 blah.
All right, I'm muted. I'll stay muted.
You're fine.
All
I'm
right.
kidding. I,
oh,
love,
you're
going to
time out, Milkman.
Don't, no. No, I don't care. It's all funny. Even that's funny, dude. Even that's night she breaks it down. Funny.
I normally wreck calls. It's hard.
Awesome, dude.
Anyway, hey, let's keep going. A few more. We got time for about 10 more minutes. A few more pranks. Neon, you got one in. Dwight, you get one in yet? Did you have a good one yet?
Have a good pool?
You have a good pool? Okay, let's see if I can get you. See if I can get you guys some pranks before we go. How about a random Richard Head, okay?
Ooh.
All right. Oh, I didn't hit up my swap shop motherfuckers in Tennessee tonight.
Come on, guys. Let's get everybody on top of this.
It's not like weed. You know who I be, man.
Jesus.
The sky is high.
Milkman, catch that plane. Oh, you're doing the dabs. That's why. The sky is high. No answeration.
Holy shit, man. Are you alive?
Are you alive, man? That was a massive hit. That was a fucking hit.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one, man.
Dragon fucking hit.
Blue Dream, man, and Platinum OG. Yeah, baby.
You fucking fried the damn thing. You're like, motherfucking pill. He's out there with a blowtorch.
Bad, you gotta go, brother.
Hey, I'm sorry we're not here right now. This is Richard and Barbara.
Pick up, motherfucker.
She's out lollygagging.
Where's this? This is my hometown area code. Yeah, motherfucker, pick up.
I know you can hear me, motherfucker. Pick up, you motherfucker. Motherfucker!
Put your lollygagging.
Hello?
Shake your dick. Shake your dick.
Oh. He ain't doing it. That's in the town that Artie lives in. Oh, shit. It's in a town where Artie lives in. Right.
This is Skittles, Florida right now. Skittles, Florida.
I saw him jump online. I don't know if I'm going to Lonesome Loser's wedding on the 1st. Dude, that's the day after. Shit, I've got to time that now. That's the day after your birthday show. I might have to do your birthday show from the road machine.
You can get fucked up.
I might be able to do it with Lonesome, you know, in the house. That'll be cool. He's a turtle, though.
That's what I was asking you about when we were talking about this offline earlier, dude. That's why I was, like, asking you. I didn't know what the situation was.
I'll figure it out. We'll get a show going, man. We'll do it.
That's why I didn't want to bag your schedule is what I was trying to say offline.
Aww, I'll bag you, baby.
All right, you go, big boy.
I'll tag bag you. Throw you out like a fish that you can't keep.
Oh, man. Now you're talking my language. You got to put some more ice in the bong. I'm going to mute this.
Hello?
Yeah, is that the head president? I'm
Richard. Hey, where's Richard?
Who is this?
Yeah, it's Dwight. I need to talk to Richard.
Hey. Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Dick?
Yes?
Yeah. This is Dwight.
Who?
Dwight.
What do I need from you?
Well, I'll tell you. Don't you get lippy with me, motherfucker. Now, listen here. You open your ears, all right? You got them open?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay then. I just called this ad. I saw it on the Craigslist about the married couple looking for some sex with the three ways. And I'm answering your ad.
No, you got the wrong family here.
Listen, dickhead. I know who I'm calling. You're dickhead.
You know what? I just got out of the hospital and I don't need any crap.
Yeah, well, what were you in the hospital for?
Too soon.
Well, I was going to ask for his bitch wife, and I'll put the bitch back on then.
All right, here we'll see.
That's too fucking expensive. This is bullshit. Sorry.
Oh, he just got out of the hospital.
Hello, motherfucker. Baby, I hope you feel better. La la la.
Unsuccessful sex change.
What was that? It was like a transfer and then it hung up. Freaky.
AT&T security.
Probably. You know how they're after me.
Good call, Dwight. Good call.
Looking for you for a long time. You're a wanted man.
That's a good quickie call, Dwight. You can put that one on your YouTubes, man. Mm-hmm. You want, I give you that. Because that's yours. It's yours. You do it.
I'm looking over my shoulder. There's a porno about to come on one of my movie channels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's called Snatch.
Hey, that's a... That's not a porno.
I know.
That's a Brad Pitt movie.
That movie's good.
I didn't... I watched it, but you know, I was really drunk on tequila that night. But I did try to watch on the movie theater, and I just remember everyone with me said the movie sucked, and I kind of thought it did. But we were all drunk and stoned, so
no way, it's so good.
Yeah. I just remember the boxing scenes and the caravan, and a fake gun and a robbery heist. That's all I remember from that. A car. There was a black guy.
I loved it because they're in the van and they're totally, there's like these gangster dudes are like hardcore, like rough looking, and they're inside the van watching Pride and Prejudice, like this 19th century English movie.
What the fuck?
It was awesome.
There's something wrong with that picture. That's a good one.
All right, here's a different Richard Head in Union Point. Neon, would you like to try one or do you pass?
Okay.
Dwight, would you like to do it?
Sure. Sorry. I was looking at something for my son for Christmas and yelling about the prices.
Oh shit, I didn't put that on.
Trying to buy him a gaming chair.
Cool, now we'll call your son.
Hello?
Yeah, Richard?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on, man? It's Dwight.
Do what now?
Yeah, it's Dwight. I'm sorry, that cracked me up. Do what now? What's going on, man?
I don't know.
Hmm?
Who's this?
Yeah, it's Dwight.
I don't know Dwayne. Maybe you got the wrong
person. No, not Dwayne. Dwight. Come
what's
on,
this about?
Richard, cut your shit. Come on now, Dick.
You have the wrong person.
Do I, Dickhead? This is Dickhead, right?
No.
Yeah, it is Richard Head, Dickhead.
Yeah, I am Richard Head, but nobody calls me Dickhead.
I call you Dick. Because you're a fucking asshole, and that's how I deal with dickheads.
Well, so tell me, if you come around me, you'll find out who the asshole is.
Hey, don't you raise your voice to me, you cocksucker.
Calm back. Hey, Matt, if you're still listening, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put you on after I came off a break. Fuck if I didn't forget. I feel bad now. Because it sounded like, you know, I didn't want him on, which I was just joking when I said that. I couldn't deal with Matt right now.
Do what now?
Yeah, Matt would have cracked up with that. Oh, Matt would have had fun with that call. Aww. I hope he gets to hear it if he didn't hear it. Yeah, he's failing. He's giving me the fuck you button. He must be Matt.
Live track that. Is he coming on?
Oh, he says he's busy. I'm sorry, Matt. Don't be mad. Join us, please. I'll go on extra time if he joins us for the... in the next minute, I guess.
Hey, Carlito, just check it out. I'm trying to get one of these fucking pedestal gaming chairs. You know, not the shitty ones where you guys sit on the floor with them. You know, it's all wireless and stuff. I found it on Amazon, probably the cheapest with free shipping. And then I look at delivery. It says usually ships within 4 to 5 months. I fucking hope so.
4 to 5 months?
Yeah, this is right here. I was like, what the fuck?
Shit.
Everyone else like, you know, 1 to 2 days, 3 to 4 business days. Amazon's like, yeah, we'll give it to you sometime in the next fucking 6 months.
Nice. Typing a message to Jag in the chat.
Yeah, Jag, the mixer that Jag was looking at there, I found it on eBay for him cheaper than what he's getting it on Amazon.
Yeah. I've gotten both my mixers from Amazon.
I used to use
a Xenix 1202. Let me type that here.
The only difference is on Amazon he's going to pay about $13 to ship it, on eBay for the exact same one he's paying like $350.
That's too expensive. He doesn't need to spend that much for a mixer. The one I got here now is just because the one that I had for 5 or 6 years finally fried on me after being left on constantly.
How many channels you got? 4?
No, more than that. I have 8 channels.
8 channels?
8 channels. Yes.
You know, how much is Element?
How much did that one cost?
This one was 120-ish, I think.
Well, the one he's looking at is an 8-channel. It's like 69, 70 bucks.
Yeah, yeah. He can get the 1202. I have the 1204 version. He can get the 1202 that I used to have. Perfect. I used it for, you know, a long time. Like I said, it just finally failed on me. They're pretty good.
Did it have any effects in it?
The Behringer is good quality, but they're like a Chinese company that said this shit still fucks up and fails, and there are some issues, like audiophiles will tell you with it. But as far like for an entry level, like if you're doing this kind of thing, I would say one of the cheaper Behringers would work, or something comparable to size and quality, rather quality and price point, I would say, for a person doing this as a first step.
They definitely sound good for the money. I mean, if you want to talk a good one, you want to get a Mackie. You want a good one.
Mackie? Like Vic Mackie?
Yeah, if you want a good one.
Yeah. Vic Mackie? Oh, dude, Dwight. Speaking of Vic Mackie, you remember on the Shield, Dwight, the Mexican dude that was on the team for like a season, Army Renta?
Oh, yeah, Army, yeah.
Yeah, he was in this movie. He was the gunner that said, chinga tu madre.
I can't wait to hear that clip, man. Yeah, man.
It might have been too loud because of music and guns going off, but still, the machine one would work perfectly. There was no music in the background during machine.
You know, I was thinking earlier when you were talking about that guy, you're like, I'm stuck in the bathroom, he made me suck his dick, and he said, you just wait, I'm coming back, you're going to suck 10 dicks. I started thinking of the Shield. He's like, you ever suck a dick like a prison bitch?
Yeah, suck it. Fuck that shit.
Ossipated.
Well, that's a show where there was a guy going around glory holes. When guys would stick their cocks in it, he'd snap a mouse trap on your dick,
and you'd be metal teeth on it. And shit.
Yeah, it would leave you stuck to the glory hole in pain, and until finally someone would come around to save you, or you had called on a cell phone.
The cops are coming in.
Whack his pee-pee, bailiff. Whack his pee-pee.
Help me.
Yeah. Oh my god. There's that Mexican dude that got caught. He's like, don't tell my wife. I already got in trouble once. I can't do it again. And they had to keep coming around for an investigation. It's just like, why are the police coming to see you again? Are you in trouble in the bathroom again?
You've been doing it again, haven't you?
Yeah, you've been doing it again. Oh shit. It's horrible. Oh man. Did he end up killing himself or something? Something happened.
I think he did kill himself once his wife found out. Oh, Julie in the closet gay. He was feeling all day. He's like, I won't tell your wife. I'm going to let you out of here. Don't do it again, all right?
Julie. Because Julian was a closeted homosexual for a while in that show.
I laughed my ass off when he was like making out with that like Puerto Rican dude, and then Vic comes running in there with that warrant and catches him.
It's like, so, you got your warrant here.
What do we got going on here?
Yeah, the world's changed even since then, man. All right, hey,
I love that show.
Matt's not going to join us. One or two more pranks and we'll move out of here. Neon, what would you like to do? What kind of prank? You want to call a business, a person? I'm trying to get you to do one more if you want.
I don't care, person. That's fine.
How about a video store? Does that work out for you?
Okay.
All right. This one's Moon Wa. So I'm guessing it's like an Asian or maybe another Filipino.
Okay. No, all the Filipino movies. Oh, you must have a hell of a stock, huh?
There are Indian movies here. Well, video stores that cater to like Indian stores. They have a lot of videos that they rent, and it's all Bollywood movies that are hard to get imported. And I think once a month they have a Bollywood movie at the main theater here in town. They do a double feature, and a bunch of Indians go on a Saturday night, get all dressed up, and they watch the Bollywood movie, and it has the dancing scene and the fight scene, just like, you know, cliche kind of stuff. What a beautiful culture, right? What a beautiful people.
And then they play cricket.
Yeah, inside the inside there. These fucking Indians that live here in this apartment complex, they play cricket on the tennis ball and the tennis racket courts and ruin them. a few thousand dollars of damage they did. It was a mammal that went out. Yeah. Fuck. I thought they were playing cricket.
They call them bats. The square planks, they call them bats.
Yeah, but they fucked it up really bad, I guess.
They hit the ground with the fucking end of them sticks, right?
Probably. They pounded the app with that, missing.
That would fuck the board up, man.
Yeah.
Instead of throwing a regular ball, they're fucking up in the game throwing bowling balls and shit.
I've tried to watch that cricket shit. It doesn't make any sense to me, man. They're like winding back and rolling. And
the object of it, dude, is from the bounce. You're playing the ball off the bounce. That's why they hit it down low, like a golf club swing.
Oh, I get it. So you're looking for the sissy of the group that can't throw a fucking strong throw.
Yeah, it is designed for the pussy kids, right? That's the way the original Brits played their ball, man. And we turned it into baseball. We did the overhand, like, fucking beat you down swing.
So you know what would be awesome if for the NBA All-Star Weekend they had a grandma ball game where you had to play like the grandma shot where you just spread your legs open and throw the ball from between your legs, and like, fuck it. Every shot had to be like that or they call a foul. That would
be awesome.
Do you
remember MTV when they used to do the MTV
jams.
The baseball, jams. The All-Star baseball, All-Star, but they also did the basketball too.
Yeah, I remember Queen Latifah was in them and shit like that. Bill Bellamy was always in that
Bill
shit.
Bill Bellamy. Like, dude, he's not even a star. He's not like in anything.
I don't even know what Bill Bellamy is, man. He's in a random movie every once in a while. Like, he was in Any Given Sunday, and he actually was pretty cool in that. He's got his good speeches.
Bellamy? Yeah, it's like some kind of game show or something.
Oh, yeah. All right, Neon, I'm trying one more for you here. Here's Alpha Video, but I'm out of time.
Oh, Alpha, fuck.
Alpha, yeah.
I'll nug you if you can. Sounds like it.
Uh-oh. Sort it out.
There was one trying to get to the top of the list. It was like AKAAA video.
How ghetto is that? Right? How September 10th is it? Chat room kind of dead tonight.
It was last.
It was late.
Because Nunu is a wanker.
Alright, I give up. I'm out of here. I gotta go. Ferris, I gotta go. Alright, well, next week we'll probably go on later. I'm sure I'll be on later in the week. Anyway, I did mention before, be sure to check out Madhouse on iTunes. Oh, fuck. Crack Call Nation on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, and comment for the podcast there. And also be sure to visit patreon.com/ Prank Call Nation. You can make a donation of as little as a dollar. Support see, it's going to be hard to get used to this. Support PCN. You can get 10 stickers for a dollar minimum donation, right? 10 for a dollar, right, Dwight? And we're looking at ones that stink. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking into some scratch and sniff.
You're looking at scratch and sniff stickers and smell like, shit. And also, if you're a YouTube user, go to tinyurl.com/PCNYouTube and subscribe to that playlist, or just browse it and view it. And that's just the best of the YouTube videos of all the on-air talent from PCN. All right, Dwight and Neon, I'm going to let you go so Milkman can say his goodbyes. Thanks for being on. See you guys later.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Goodbye, Dwightish.
Thank you.
All right, Milkman, what do you got for us, sir? Take us out of here.
All right, there you go, folks. Another action-packed installment of the Madhouse, folks. Thank you so much. I want to thank everybody for stopping. We had quite a big cadre of guests tonight. Everybody stopped in. Here, Kenny and a couple other people were stopped in. Thank you so much for dropping in, bringing some good numbers along, man. Isn't that exciting? Hermann, Mito, everybody over in the chat, thank you so much. And that's right, don't forget to get over there and register so you can get a chat, offer your comments too, and get your gold star.
That's right. Everybody in the mouth, we love you. Thank you for stopping in and listening, man. Because we do this every week for you. That's right. The most interactive show you can find right here on the internet. We drop the dime. We pass. Give us the time. Bring a friend or bring an enemy. Better yet, because they're always welcome right here in the madhouse. And we couldn't do it without our fearless leader, the Generalissimo of the madhouse, Hermanito, man. This guy's saving lives one call at a time. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah! All right, so I got to go, Milkman. Thank you for being on. I will talk to you later in the week. Take it easy.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go over those plans, okay, so we can ice it. Peace.
All right, see you later. Right. And to you, the listener machine, thank you. You're the most important person here. And, stay tuned to PCN Radio. PCN Radio. I'm going. Bye.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Hello? Hey, it's Dwight, motherfucker. You ain't the real Madhouse, you cocksuckers.
I am! Oh, what the fuck? The son of a bitch! What the hell? I am you, bitch!
Let me handle this.
Boy,
let me handle this.
Let me handle this.
Tommy, get him.